Hello and welcome back to the Go Cave podcast. Today we're live. We've got Mr. Caleb Smith here with me.
Whoa.
And hello. Good friend Chris hello. Johnson, incredible photographer. They're somewhere up here.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. So today we're doing something a little different. We're live, and I haven't done a live stream in quite a while, so I'm actually really excited for this. We had quite a few topics that we're going to chat about. And hopefully we're going to stick with doing these about once a month. I figured that was kind of a good range, right? Just to sit down, talk BMX news and whatnot. So
talk a bunch of shit.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Alrighty. So first of all, why don't we talk about, you know, some local news? Just we're huge fans of the locals here, you know. Support. Always down with the locals. Supporting.
Support local, yeah.
Definitely. Good friend of ours who did an episode of the show quite a while ago, Father Pig BMX, just got sponsored by McNeil. And if anybody here knows who Father Pig is, this dude has literally been on top for the past like 2 years in the BMX scene in Ontario. He goes to every contest and he wins every contest. He's at every jam, throwing the fuck down. And honestly, really stoked that he got hit up by McNeil and that they've, you know, got him on the Flow team. It's about time.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it. He's been killing it.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I think out of everybody in Ontario, that's the one person that I was like, it's happening very quickly. There's a few other little names as well that are in there, but like Father Pig for sure. I don't know. There's just something different about him, man. His riding, his style, his like sloppy bar spins are literally my favorite fucking thing ever. Like,
yeah. They're kind of scary. I don't know if it's because he's so tall or like maybe he throws them goofy.
I think he throws them goofy.
Maybe he throws them goofy because he does some stuff goofy. But yeah, he has like a unique style, especially his trick selection and everything. I mean, the first time I got to see his riding was at the jam.
So it was kind of like in Kitchener here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like 0-60 pretty fast. Like he was doing some cool stuff at the odd and then he starts throwing whips down the seven set at market. So...
Dude, this line that he posted for his like McNeil promo is got to be the craziest fucking thing ever. Let me just pull it up here. This is nuts. Anybody who hears that digging, that is a rabbit. Sorry. Look at how fucked this is.
Oh, yeah, I did see
that. Pegs that fucking awesome kinker in Toronto. Manual.
Oh, my God.
Feeble 180, half cab. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Okay. Like,
I think that might be an MBD, which is crazy if you guys know Bickford. Like, everything has been done.
Bickford is one of the, like, most known spots in Ontario. Like, everybody rides that rail.
I've never been there, and I even know, like, what it is.
Dude, people are like...
When I see that ledge right there, I know where that is.
And also, that ledge sucks. Anyone who's hit it's, it in, like, the last 5 or 10 years, probably, it's pretty much destroyed.
Yeah, it's super fucked. It's not a skateboarder spot, which is incredible.
Yeah, it used to be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
I've seen everything skateboarding. I've seen snowboarders go there in the winter and hit that stuff.
It's such a great spot, too. And the thing about that ledge is, and video doesn't do this justice at all, that ledge is actually really fucking tall off the end of it. Like, it's not, like, huge, but it's intimidating. Like, if you're in a feeble and you just kind of loop it, you're fucking eating shit.
It's kind of like an out ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's an out ledge with a stair set on the one side and just a little bank on the other. And there's no like pussyfooting it. You can't just jump onto the ledge beside it. You have to jump to it because otherwise you're going down that little bank.
Yeah. If you come from that side, the other side's like a little easier.
Right.
But even you can see, man, like the ledge is like rounded off and that thing is slippery. It's got like 25 years of wax on it. So it's icy.
The ledge itself must be waxed by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's dope.
Yeah, man, that kid has been killing it. There's a clip that McNeil posted that I filmed, and it's pretty sweet. Like, I was really impressed that he got this done. And also, the dude is fucking barrel rolling shit. Like, what the fuck? So this is awesome. Pegs, hang five, and then Guelph. I gotta say, that has got to be the most overdone trick, but this has never been done. This is like, I filmed this over pegs at the Blue Veil Kinker. That's fucking gnarly. And then barrel roll fly out of a bank.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That bank is actually really fun too. It's a good spot.
Never been. Just
like most
pegs whip. Yeah, dude.
That's another like super famous spot too.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he's been killing it. Ever since he got on the Harvester team, he's just been like pushing his riding super hard. So shout out to you, man. You have been killing it, Devin.
Yes.
Agreed. And you have a pig.
And dude, he's just got like a good energy. He's hilarious. Like I had so much fun. It was the first time we met at the jam and like we instantly like kind of clicked. He's just
he's a cool dude.
Good dude.
Yeah. And absolutely.
I'm stoked for him.
Which I think was a big part of why he got on McNeil as well.
Yeah.
That's a big thing actually. And I actually kind of want to grab you guys' opinions on this. If you meet a pro and they're like the biggest fucking douchebag, does it kind of turn you off of that brand? For me, it does a little bit because my thing is like,
yeah,
I get it. People have their days.
Yeah.
But it's always unfortunate when you meet someone who's like a super douche. You know what I mean? Where you're like, God damn, yeah. Dude, like you're really ruining the perception. And that's a big thing. I always tell people like, if you want to fucking get sponsored and you want to ride like pro, the biggest thing is you got to have a good personality and you got to want it in a different way. Like if you're so over the top pushing for it, you know, sponsor me, like it's not going to work. Right.
No. Well, I mean, you could push, but I know what you mean. Like somebody like what's Zach Gerber.
Yeah.
Obviously who can't keep a sponsor, but I find him hilarious.
Zach's awesome, man. He's like an anti-pro. And the thing about Zach is that he's so lovable because he throws down the biggest shit in BMX.
Yeah.
He like disappears for years on end and then comes back with the craziest fucking edit ever. But he is such an anti-pro. He can't be a pro rider because people don't want to sponsor him. He's just he ruins images, which is like that's what's good about Zach, man. Mm. He fucking kills it. Like
He's funny. Like sometimes like somebody kind of needs to talk shit.
Definitely.
So I think it's funny to see, but like I even had an experience and I'm not going to say who it was, but I saw a guy at Joyride and he was trying this crazy line and I get it, man. We've all been trying lines for like half an hour or whatever. And this little kid had snaked him like 3 or 4 times and he just like went off on this kid and was said some pretty gnarly things to him. And I was just like, look, man, like chill out, whatever. And the kid's gotten really good, like really good. And I see his clips on Instagram and I'm like, that's dope. But I always just have this like kind of feeling like it's almost ruined his riding for me forever.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
And I mean, he's probably like young at the time. Like, I'm sure he's not that guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it does kind of ruin it for you a little, right?
Definitely. There's a dude that I'm not going to name, but. Mm-hmm. He DM'd me a while back and, you know, he just had some shit to say and full on pro rider, man. This guy is well known in the industry and he was talking mad shit about like vlogging and, you know, skateboarding and all this other shit. And I get it, right? Maybe I just upset him somehow or did something, said something, you know, but I wasn't expecting it and it's kind of ruined my reputation of that guy and like it sucks because I actually really love the dude's riding and like I know that a lot of people in the industry love this guy, man. He's a really well-known rider and it's just such a bummer, you know, like it kind of turned me off of him a little bit and you know, I wish that dude the best. He's got to be like one of the best and that's fucking sick, but I don't know, it's just kind of turns me off a little bit.
It leaves a sour taste in your mouth. You
know, that's the
sourest.
Yeah, you could have like one bad like personal experience with somebody and it
could just that's just like, it. I don't think it turns me off. Like your original question was, does it turn you off of the brand?
Right.
It just turns me off of the person.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good way of putting it.
Because they could have 3 or 4 other people on the same team.
Definitely.
Be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I guess. When you really think about it too, like I don't really hate the brand that dude is sponsored by. I actually really like that brand, but it does just kind of make me feel like, man, I hope this isn't like a normal thing because otherwise that's really upsetting that the brand is just, it's almost like selling out in a way. You know what I mean? Where it's like you're willing to push this guy's riding on Instagram, but like when people meet him, he's kind of a dick, right? Like that's kind of
And like maybe the brands don't know what's going on or whatever.
Dude,
like
absolutely, you
caught the dude on a bad day. But I think like, I mean, I maybe less with like BMX stuff, but like definitely with moto stuff, man. Like when I was first getting like jerseys or gloves or whatever, I didn't know what to get, so I just bought who sponsored my favorite rider.
Yeah.
Right. I think a lot of kids do that with BMX. So if you
definitely
have a bad experience with a rider, maybe it won't turn you off the brand. Like if the brand makes a product that you specifically want, but like a lot of the BMX stuff is pretty close, man. So like you might be more likely to buy from another brand.
Definitely.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to shout out our chat really quick. We got at Brant Moore, the best BMX YouTuber in our chat at the moment. Brant, how you doing? If you're still here and you would like to chat with us tonight, just let me know in the chat and I will send you a phone number that you can call and you can call in and we'll chat with Brant Moore. And that'd be great.
That's pretty cool.
But we got some other news too. So some other cool local stuff or some not so cool local stuff. Inflow, one of the most beloved indoor skate parks in all of Canada. It was the first indoor BMX park in Canada.
I was going to say one of the oldest.
It's the oldest BMX park in Canada. It has to relocate by the end of January 2022. So super unfortunate. I know we just found out about that a couple days ago. And it sucks, man. Inflow has so many great memories for everybody, right? And I'm really hoping that Gabe and Will and everybody at Inflow can find a new spot and like keep the flow going. And like, dude, that place has helped people who skate, people who ride BMX and all those scooter kids, man. Like it's super unfortunate. And it's something that's like fucking hits close to home. You know, it's literally one of the best places that I've ever rode. The vibe is always really cool there. And it's not the biggest skate park in the world, but Will and Gabe and everybody there always made sure to make it so that things were never just the same, right? They have their couple sections that stay the same, and that's because they've figured them out. But they always tore shit out and built new stuff, like every 2 years, and that is awesome.
There's certain sections that have like the base shape of the park. They have to stay the same, but the stuff they can change, they have changed. It's like the 4 or 5 times I've been there, I've been different every single time. So that's always cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, they change a lot, and I think they've always done good with like the space they had.
Yeah, that's just it.
Sometimes, like, when it's busy, yeah, there's kind of sections and you could ride one thing at a time. But, man, when those, like, late night sessions, especially, like, when the park was closed and those guys started riding, like, you could jump around the whole place, like, from here to there to here. Like, everything always just was really well built and, like, a great use of space. And they did some interesting things. Like, yeah, they did standard stuff like, okay, they need a box jump, okay, the little box jump step up or whatever, but they always like maybe took some risks with sections and made kind of like an interesting ramp or something, you know.
Definitely. What I love about Inflow is just the fact that like they literally always had cool shit there, and like you said, whenever the session kind of died down, you could just send shit. Like one of my favorite gaps there is you just go into the street section and you just go as fast as you can at that slant wall. You do a wall ride above it in the rafters, turn around, and you hop into this bank, and you just fly over this huge like deck, bank to bank, essentially, into a bank to wall. Like, the best feeling, man.
That bank to wall, you can go so fast at.
You can go unlimitedly fast at that. And the roof isn't even that tall. It's like a 20-foot roof, and you get close. Like,
I seen a clip today of Jared, I think it's Jared
Lampton. Yeah.
And he went from quarter to the wall and he caught his shirt on the rafters and ripped his shirt.
Oh my God. That kid has always been shredding that quarter to wall. And it's like, it's so cool, but it's not my way, which kind of makes me sad. I should just treat it as if it's trails and switch, have right and left. Yeah, right? That would be sick. But yeah, what's a good memory for you at Inflow? I know you like got like third or something in a contest there. Oh, didn't you?
I'm crackling a lot in the fucking microphone, but I don't even remember when it was, but we ended up riding a contest there and I ended up getting fourth, which is, I wasn't expecting it because I was not landing anything, but it was cool. That was the day I met Blair.
That's sick.
And then a couple other people like Malachi.
Yeah, Blair is sick, man. That guy has an episode on the show as well, and he was like close second for our jam that we had a few years ago. That dude just, he's unreal. And like, honestly, I bet you had I seen the clips from lunchtime when everybody else is eating and this dude is over there shredding like the weirdest stuff, he probably would have took first. But that's the thing. It wasn't a spot. It wasn't like I wasn't there to judge it. Yeah. So yeah, Father Pig took the win there. Well deserved, by the way. He sent fucking shit down market like all day.
He was so consistent.
Yeah.
To go back to that, Blair did some really cool stuff at every spot. He definitely got some cash too, but
for sure.
Yeah, he definitely won some cash. Actually, I was talking to Caleb earlier today, and this has been kind of a plan for a couple of years, and I've talked about it a little bit, but There's going to be a couple jams next year that I'm going to be hosting. I'm really excited about this. So I'm going to say it, and I hope people fucking harass me about it because I want to make these happen. And I didn't make any happen last year, so I want to make up for that. We're going to be doing a DIY jam. Canadian Swamp Fest, essentially.
That's going to be
We're going to be at my buddy Trash Can's place. We're going to build a bunch of shit.
Yes.
Dude. And there's going to be four-wheelers. There's going to be a fucking lake jump or some shit. We'll see. It's going to be gnarly.
I only got a two-wheeler, dude.
Yeah.
Me too, bro.
I want to build some gnarly shit. Like, I would love to see what we could get done.
That'll be so fun. I'm in.
Yeah. Dude, it'll be rad. I'm really excited for it. So, that'll be rad. And then I'm going to do the street jam again next year. Looking forward to doing Money Talks again. Mm-hmm. And then potentially a pro-am jam at Ride and Rampco that I'll be live streaming the entire event. So that'd be cool. Rad.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that. So we just got to figure things out. Hopefully the ramp is done by then, and maybe not pro, but it might be like a, you know, good am jam, essentially. I was also thinking maybe like invitational. That would be kind of cool. Just get the best of the best in Ontario, have them all there, live stream the whole thing. That could be really cool. But I want to give everybody the chance to ride there too, right? Because it is a crazy fucking ramp, and I know Jordan's totally cool with it. We're gonna have to get everybody to sign waivers for sure. Like, that ramp is fucking gnarly, dude. It's literally probably the best backyard ramp in Canada. Like, it is unreal. It's 45 minutes from here.
I still haven't been there, and it's 35 minutes.
It's from my so place. Close to your fucking house, and you haven't been there.
I know. Well, bro, you know me, man. I don't touch ramps. So yeah, I'll be over in the corner taking pictures.
I love it. You'll be able to climb the tree that fucking he has built a ramp over.
Perfect.
He needs to build Chris like a photographer's treehouse.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Shoot at the windows.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh God!
Bless Sorry, you.
Guys. It's
Bless
okay. You. Oh my God! Bless a third you. One.
See, this is what's happening, guys. I'm allergic to podcasting all of a sudden. Yeah. It's so weird.
That's why he never does them anymore.
That's the thing, right? We're hoping to do twice a month, so we'll keep up with that. I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about today, or not about today, but I wanted to talk today about 2021 and what we're all stoked on, and you know, we're going to treat this as kind of a wrap up as well. So we did quite a bit this year. Like, we went on a trip, all three of us, to Montreal, and that was pretty friggin' sick. And then you took a lot of really wild photos this year, not just at Montreal, but a bunch of other really cool photos.
I got some chances. It was really fun. So
You got fucking married this year. That's pretty wild.
That's a whole thing, huh?
Yeah, that's a whole lot of thing. But yeah, so let's start with, you know, I guess I'll start. One of my favorite moments from 2021 was, and this is just so, like, I don't know why this is one of my favorite moments, but it's when we were in Montreal. Bailey's building up his frame, and he's all pissy. He's all upset because he can't fucking bang out his bearings on our Airbnb floor, and I'm flipping out at him. And then I get the idea where I'm like, he's had enough beer that I think he'll do this. So I'm like, hey, you got to christen your old frame. When you're like ripping it apart, once it's completely empty of all the parts, we're going to make you fucking shotgun a twisted T through it.
That was switch to the, so switch to this funny, camera dude. Real quick.
It's so good, man. Yeah. Chris, that was such a great photo. I'm going to get that printed out legitimately.
I wish you could like see the tea a little more, but man, that was so funny. And it's funny, like when you, it took so long, like for it to get to him, and then it all came at once, and then he just spits it all out on
the, oh man, the way that must have tasted, like old bearing grease and like shards of metal.
He's like, oh, it tastes like metal, dude. There's probably so much dust and like dirt in there and stuff.
I can't believe he did it. I'm like, it's Bailey, so it's pretty wild, though. I love it.
He was a couple teas deep at that point.
He was definitely a couple teas deep. He was, like, binge drinking teas that whole week. He fucking killed it, though. Like, out of everybody on the jam, or sorry, everybody on the trip, he fucking went the hardest, 100%.
He did one of the scariest things, at least, like, top five scariest things I've ever seen done in my life.
Yeah, that rail hop.
That was stressful.
That was a big rail hop.
Yeah.
It's pretty gnarly. Like, in person, it's pretty fucking wild. I thought about it for a minute, but I wanted to film it, but I wanted to train him and do it with him.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, dude, if he fucking eats it or if I eat it, I don't want to do it again. No. So
it's one of those spots where like you look at it and you're like, yeah, all I have to do is hop this rail. But at the same time, like, dude, I do not want to hit the ground from this high.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely one of those things that video and photos do not do it justice.
Yeah.
Because it is huge.
It is very large. He really killed it, though, man. And, like, that was by far one of the biggest highlights, was just riding with him all week. I know you said it when we were there. You're like, we can't fucking go anywhere because the second that he sees anything, he is out of the car. He's there. He's riding it. Yeah. And we're like, this isn't even the spot. Like,
bro, chill.
Like, yeah.
There's three more rails like that we're going to see in the next week. You're good.
He's another person, I think, in Ontario that 2021, like top five rider in Ontario, Bailey for sure, dude. He went fucking hard. Like, I know I'm a little biased, but dude, he went hard.
It was cool, man. Like, I'd never... Maybe I'd ridden with him once. I think I saw him at the jam.
You saw him at the jam.
He was at Money Talks, but I don't know if he rode much.
What fucking trip was it? The trip we went to Tilsonburg.
Oh, yeah.
Skate Park Roulette, yeah.
So, yeah, I did him and then on that trip. But I think in Montreal, he had, like, progressed so much.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the things he'd, like, called, like, he did that, like, 180 crook, 180 back or whatever.
Yeah, on the
and little, I was like, oh, like, rails there? Maybe this
I was
dude,
too drunk to
maybe
ride
this dude has this trick or whatever. And but like the one he pulled was so good, and like stuff like that rail hop, like I don't know, maybe the reason like I was so stressed because I was like, dude, I don't know if this dude has this, like I don't really know this dude.
Yeah,
but dude, he laced it, man. Some of his stuff is like a little sketchy, but some of the stuff he did was like
that whole clean. Trip was like any everything I could have fucking asked for.
The Laval ledge clip where he does the feeble hard 180 and then cabs out, and the way that he cabs his front wheel literally hits a curb and just barely bounces over. Like
I don't know how he hung on to that. Like,
yeah, he's just so good. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, or he was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's killing it. He's unreal, man. I love Bailey. That kid kills it. That I don't know why, but that photo and that memory of just like him fucking shotgunning this twisted T through a frame, and you got friggin' Mary Lou Who across the street.
Oh my God.
Dude, yeah. Mary Lou Who. There was this old lady that the whole week she just sat in front of her house on her front yard. It's like a 3-lane straight, like, you know, one-way street where people are driving fast. And she's just sitting there staring at our Airbnb for the entire week. And everybody was getting kind of annoyed, but also, like, we were having so much fun. Just like, hey, how's it going, Mary Lou Who? Just like...
Yeah, so some of the guys are getting more heated, but, like, dude, I was, she's just an old lady sitting on her porch. Like, she probably just thinks we're idiots.
Yeah. She's loving it. It's free entertainment, right?
Yeah, maybe it was. Who knows, but...
I just love that he's there, like, shotgunning this twisted tee, and then he's spitting it on the ground. He's freaking out.
Dude, I have this...
Like a delivery guy walking by.
I have this video on my phone, because I have, like, all the Montreal clips to save to one folder.
Right.
It's a video of Bailey out in the rain, building his new frame up. Because you're like, no, don't bash your bearings into your frame in the middle of the living room. So, Mary Lou, who is out watering her plants across the street, in the rain for some fucking reason... And Bailey's on the sidewalk bashing his bottom bracket into his frame. Man. It's just so funny.
Oh man, that's
so
good.
Funny. That was a good time.
Definitely. What's up, David? Thanks for joining the chat. Aiden, how's it going, my dude? If you guys have anything you want us to talk about, or if you have a moment that you're really stoked on in 2021, let me know in the chat and I'll either read it out or I'll give you the phone number to call and you can hop on the air with us.
One thing I was thinking of today, like, if we're doing a 2021 wrap-up, when did Mikey fuck off to the Dominican? Was that last year or this
year? No, that was this year.
So we did the skate park roulette trip with him to Uxbridge.
I don't think I went to
I don't think
one.
You were on it, but...
Yeah, that was a good
that
trip,
That was a
though.
Good trip.
Yeah, that was.
I don't even it was Uxbridge.
It was Uxbridge. What was the park that we... The roulette park was Richmond Green, wasn't it?
Yes, that was it. Okay.
Yeah, Richmond Green,
so did,
Markham, Uxbridge.
We did Markham and then
Orangeville.
Green. Yeah.
We were supposed to stop at...
Lake Wilcox.
Lake Wilcox. We stopped and the park was just fucking packed, man. There was literally... I'm not exaggerating. There was probably 200 people at this skate park. And there was actually a couple people there who knew me, but they didn't speak up until afterwards. They literally text me after. They're like, man, was that you? I'm like... Yeah, that was me. Like, you should have said hello. I would have given you some stickers or something. Like, sorry, dude.
Hung out for a little bit.
Yeah, so. I felt like such a fucking douche too because we did not bring our bikes into the park. We did the full on pro walk where we walked in, checked out the park. We're like, yeah, I could probably loop that over there. You know, do a flip 720 over there. There's too many kids here, man. I'm not gonna hang out. Sorry, dude.
No, it was like the most packed I've ever seen an outdoor skate park.
Yeah, it was gnarly. Like,
it's hard to film too. Like, especially you know, you don't always have to film, but like that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so. we were trying to do the skate park roulette trip video type deal.
So sometimes you got
to
pass.
Yeah, we ended up going out to Uxbridge instead, and that park is always sick. And they had just put in the pump track like a year beforehand, so it's really really fun. But there's a couple old dudes there that were really stoked on us, and they were just having a ton of fun. They loved my caveman frame.
I love that we went there instead because we just hung out and talked for a while and just met some new people. That's like the best thing.
That park was also packed, but it was a lot of kids in the pump track, which is like unfortunate because I wanted to ride the pump track. Mm-hmm. But like, what do? You know?
Yeah,
it was still good.
It's tough, but
yeah, your legs were jello after a lap, anyways.
Oh, I know.
It was gnarly.
I'm so out of shape.
I love it.
You get like, dude, you mess around on the flat rail a bit, and then you hit a lap on the pump track, and you're like, oh, dude, I'm cooked.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
You're going so fast, though. So freaking fast.
No. It's been a good year. Good year of riding, man. We did some interesting stuff.
Love it, yeah.
Skate park roulette, I did last year, but...
Yeah, did you... You just went on the one...
You went on the last one.
It was in October, yeah. Yeah.
Last one of 2020.
Nah, man, I haven't been riding like a ton, but...
We got some clips this year.
Yeah.
I still have to send you those. I'm terrible at sending clips to people.
Whatever, dude. It's probably going to take me another 2 years to get enough clips to try to...
Edit them out.
No, I'm not filming an edit. Don't tell anyone. That's a secret. Don't tell.
Well, I'll tell you guys right now because I keep mentioning it. I am filming an edit, and I have 4 clips stacked. So there we go.
Stacked. 4, dude. Heavy.
I know. I have another one that I might use, but I did use it in a skate park roulette. Or not a skate park roulette video, but it's a different video. But it didn't get that many views, and it's actually a really good line at a really unique spot. So I'm kind of thinking maybe I'll do it, or I'll just go back and refilm it and do something else. So,
no, man, it's been cool. Riding like changed a lot. I mean, doing these trips like the skate park roulette last year and like this trip, it's kind of, I don't know.
Those the past like 2 or 3 years, those have been the highlight of
my year. Yeah, it's been fun. Year. I feel like riding like got a lot less serious for me at one point, and you can almost get like kind of burnt out on it.
Definitely.
Especially like, I don't know, man, when you get older and like, I can't do some of the stuff I used to be able to do.
Oh, same here.
Like I can't do, you know, I can't pop as high, and I mean, maybe I get in better shape and figure it out, but, and then doing these trips, like, yeah, riding can get like really fun and just like have fun with the boys, go to a skate park and just do whatever, a couple peg janks or some dumb stuff. And
that's exactly what I'm focusing on nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, just go and have a good time with your buddies.
And you can still like constantly progress. Like you don't have to be doing
that's
crazy hard stuff. Like, man, I could just do tire taps with like an extra 90 in there or something.
Yeah. Like
fun balance tricks, you know, things like that.
I will be feeling washed up for a while, and then I'll go and actually learn something new for the first time in 8 months. It's like, holy shit. Like you can still learn stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I like learned a trick, but dude, yeah, I feel it. Like
I learned tire slides this year, and that's that like I don't know why, but it's one of those tricks that like just always wasn't really in my mind, never really thought about it too much, and it's become one of my favorite tricks to do. We were riding my buddy's bull in his barn, and it's got pool coping.
Oh wow!
It's like a full on skate bull, 6 foot, like really really cool, and dude, tire sliding that thing. It's fucking great, dude. That's so scary, good.
Dude, I don't mess with that, but
no.
I think you would love that place.
Probably. I like, dude, I always joke like I don't like riding ramps and stuff, which I do. I mean, riding anything's fun. But like, dude, give me something with like sketchy transitions, I'm in. The more it sucks, the more I want to ride it.
You rode that freaking rock at P45.
Yeah, exactly. The worse your quarter pipe, the more I want to ride it. So
definitely.
Anyone's got sketchy transitions, I'm down.
Go to Grand Bend and ride their 4 foot oververt quarter pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing would be incredible.
Dude, Pointe Claire. Dude, we went to Montreal. I barely touched the quarter pipe the whole trip. Pointe Claire, they had those like Jersey barrier quarters. Yeah, the
weird wall.
You fucking killed that park,
all
dude.
All over it. Dude, that was my park.
That was definitely your park.
That was top three parks I rode in 2020.
I was having
absolutely
a good day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how Montreal is so different. It's only like 6 hours from here, but the skate parks and the regulations and insurance is so different where they just don't really give a shit. Like, mm-hmm. Pointe Claire, it makes zero sense that that park is where it is and that it's that good. Like, it's a like really expensive area, but like, it's pretty much at a school. Like, why is there a 15, 16-foot tall oververt pill, like, section?
Was, like, the building right beside it.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a community center.
Yeah, community center. There's like a school YMCA across kinda. The street.
Yeah,
though.
Like a school. Yeah, that was a nice like suburban neighborhood, and there's just like a 16-foot oververt bowl just chilling.
Yeah, and dude, it's funny that the rest of that bowl is like 5 foot. Like the tallest section that isn't the vert wall or that like pill section is literally 5 foot, six foot.
Yes,
yeah, I think it was six with pool coping, and like. Mm-hmm. That is so weird. The rest of it was like 4 or 5 feet. It was honestly hard to get the speed for that because you're carving in these tiny corners. Like, it was a lot of fun, though.
The cool thing that I found was that park itself is not a very large, like, area.
The footprint of it is not huge.
The footprint of it is not huge, but they made such good use of what they had that they had such variety.
I really like that like little half pipe. I mean, for bikes, it was whatever.
I was kicking myself that I didn't have my board.
Yeah, it was like a 2 foot half pipe. And then the street section was dope too. Like, it had some interesting features, but you get a lot of parks now that kind of have these like training facility vibes.
Yeah.
But you almost need it. Like, you have an out ledge that you can hit from both sides. You have a rail that you can hit from both sides. Like, it always sucks when your local park has a handrail, but you can only hit it like from the left or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, I love that park. It was really good. And then aside from like the standard features, like an A-frame with a rail or whatever, they kind of made it interesting with those like sketchy quarters and like some.
Yeah. And even like the A-frame, like stuff. You say, it's like an A-frame, but they had a gap in the middle.
Yeah. Even just something like a gap, you know,
they had like a 1 foot gap in the middle of the A-frame. So it was an A-frame, but not an A-frame.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm just pulling up footage from the Pointe Claire because it's such a good park that I want people to see it. Like, it's wild. You killed it. Like, that was your park, you. Dude, honestly.
I was feeling it that
Pointe
day.
Pointe Chris. Yeah.
Which was funny because it was so sunny, I could, like, barely see. I'm wearing, like, sunglasses in half the clips.
I remember falling on my back without a shirt on, and I left a sweat print on the skate park. It was, like... That was probably the hottest day we were there.
It was gnarly, and it was like noon.
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah, was that at Pointe Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the hottest day that we were there, and we started at like 9 a.m. Like, I made everybody get their ass out of bed at fucking 6 or 7 because I was like, I want to go and ride this park. I want to try and loop this fucking thing. I want to get a good photo.
Cam was set on looping
it. I was fully set on looping it, and I got as upside down as I could. I have a photo. It's my screensaver on here, and it's fucking sick. I'm upside down.
Yeah.
Jesse definitely fucking beat me, but that's okay. And that's Jesse.
Almost fell out of it.
Yeah, he almost died. That's the thing. I saw that, and I'm like, I was a little upset because I was like, fuck, I really wanted to get a better photo than that, but I don't want to die.
Man. Like, you guys were both carving it, like, really good, and then the one, Jesse just went on, like, a different angle and just went straight.
Yeah.
And, like, his front tire got super light when he was upside down. I remember, like, looking through the camera, and I, like, snapped the photo, and, like, the viewfinder goes black for a second, and then he was kind of, like, fall, and then just, like, rode out.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Oh, and instantly he was like, no, dude, I'm done.
Yeah, he
it's
did
like,
not.
I'm not
touch
doing that.
That
again.
Yeah,
I do remember that now.
Yeah,
yeah, it was definitely pretty wild. Like, how often do you get to ride one of those? There was another park that has one in Montreal that I wanted to go and try because apparently that one is like it is the perfect. It's the loop training facility. Like, you go in and it's got unlimited run up into this thing. The quarters beside it are huge. Like, you can literally just carve up and loop it easily. Like, it's not that hard apparently, but. Yeah, that Pointe Claire Park is like, it's different, man.
Big.
I don't know how much they spent on that. I would assume 1.5 mil, but like, that is the best park that I've ever ridden. Like, the Vans Park was really cool. I'll admit that, like, I had a lot of fun there. Not my favorite by any means. Pointe Claire was just like,
it was unique.
The use of space.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we all just had a great time, too.
Definitely. Here, I'll play some footage of Chris here from Pointe Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did that Nolly 180 fakie pegs.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, like, I'd never think to try that trick, but the setup was, like, literally designed for it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, like, I was joking with everybody. I'm like, it would be insane to go up the vert wall to bash card stall and over.
Yeah, sprocket over like a 20-foot tall vert wall.
Or whatever. Yeah.
There's that little 2-foot half pipe.
That half pipe is actually really sick. This
is cool.
I love that you actually put that in the video because that's just like a joke trick, but I love doing it.
Jesse killed that little up to flat section.
This next one right here, how the fuck?
Yeah.
He just
that was a switch 270. Stuff,
he can just do that.
I wanted to try and grind around that corner on that rail, but I never did. It was too fucking hot, man. Honestly, like
it was like mid 30s.
I think that was the hottest day this year, and it was like aggressively hot. Like
I got burnt for sure.
Yeah,
it was crispy.
It was definitely pretty fucking crispy. Yeah, but there's some other local stuff I wanted to chat about. Good friend of ours, Josh, aka Zooming on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Josh.
Yeah,
that kid's awesome.
He's been killing it. He put in a lot of work towards a video. So Caleb and I have watched it. We were eating Chinese food. It was a pretty good video, but you have not seen it yet.
No,
so
I'm excited.
Let's check this out. And, you know, shout out to Josh. He killed it, man. Good job.
Is he in it? Like, does he ride in it?
There's a couple clips of him. You
is
know,
he riding BMX? Still okay,
yeah,
because I remember he used to be a scooter kid.
Yeah,
I'm not talking shit. I've seen that kid grow up from like I don't even know if he used to skate. He used to skate like way back in the day. I think he hung out with like the Hesher twins,
right?
But man, I feel like I've seen him around for years, and then he got into scootering, and he always had a dope style on scooters, doing like cool flip plants and like little lip slides and stuff. And then him and Johnny like were really pushing it.
Yeah, him and Johnny always get together and just fucking go off.
Well, it just reminds me of, like, when I was young, man, like, you and your buddy always at the park and, like, getting clips and always filming and, like, I don't know. Now that I'm old and washed up, it's like you kind of get to live through them again. You're like, oh, yeah, they're at Riverside every day, you know?
Absolutely,
and,
right?
Like, always learning and, like, progressing and pushing each other, so.
Yeah, those kids have been killing it. All the Cambridge riders have always been, like, top tier compared to Kitchener. We just fucking get a... We
you just grind
drunk.
Crusty ledges and do a fuel or something.
We ride more street. I will say that. We ride a lot more street than all the Cambridge dudes. But because we ride street and drink fucking tall cans all day, we our progression is very slow.
It's funny. It is different, though. Like, it really is different.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, when you have a nice bowl and a dirt jump track.
Yeah.
Oh, so that clip of Johnny, he got a clip on that. I'm not going to say it because I don't know if he's using it for something else, but it's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the video is called the Young Bucks video.
I think I'm
sorry. There's going to be some slowdown, I would assume, because I'm streaming this too. This dude, his name's Cam as well, and he kills it.
Is he from Cambridge or what?
I think so. Yeah.
Is he part of that Rowdy crew?
Maybe.
Rowdy BMX crew?
Yeah. For all the Cambridge dudes, I'm sorry, man, if I don't recognize you guys or whatever. I'm off Instagram and all that, but.
Yeah, you know the main guys, Johnny, Josh.
Yeah, a lot of the kids, man, I'm like, I probably met that kid at the skate park a bunch of times, and like, I feel bad that I don't remember them, but.
Yeah, what do you
that's
do?
That's dope. And that spot, man, that spot's been around forever, and everyone rides a three-stair, but I feel like people have done stuff before, but like, Josh and Johnny kind of like made that outledge like a spot again. I went there and rode it because I saw them riding it on Instagram.
That's sick. They love that ledge there with the banks beside it.
Yeah, and the same thing, like, man, me and Kyle Castigan went and hit that. And he's filmed some stuff on it, too. Like, I don't know if he did it because of Johnny or whatnot, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's really cool to see, like, kids riding in your city.
It's also cool to see the use of spots and how it's different from, like, the spots that I would typically film and ride at. Yeah, like, exactly. I don't know, some of the stuff, I'll be honest, I think I would have taken out of Space Goats, but it's a different project, and this is Josh's thing, right? And, like... The riding is their crew, and I love it. Like, that there, I have rode that spot once, and I was like, this is stupid. But he fucking bump-jumped to it, and that's sick. Like, yeah.
I mean, everyone looks at spots differently, which is cool.
Absolutely.
Man, I remember, like, even when the COVID started and they were, like, the skate parks were kind of shut down, there's a local scooter kid, Kieran. What's his name? Kieran Shepherd or something.
Dude, that kid is fucking nuts.
He started riding street because like he had to, And yeah. I just watched him start picking off handrails that, like, I looked at and I was like, oh, the run up's too short. You can't do it. But he rides a scooter.
Yeah, so the run up is good.
He just started picking off spots that I'd had looked at for like the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
It was super sick.
That's cool.
So it's the same kind of thing to watch these like kids.
Definitely. Yeah, no music because I don't want it to get it copyrighted. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it's pretty dope video. I mean, the only thing I don't like is slow-mo, and everybody knows that. And yeah, there's quite a bit of it, so, you know. But that's kind of the vibe they were going for, and I get that. You know, that's their whole image, so that's props dope. To them.
I know
and
where that is.
Dude, yeah, Josh has some really creative, like,
use of spots use and of whatnot. Spots. Definitely.
Yeah, that's something that was the same thing when he was, like, riding a scooter. He always had, like, kind of unique style, so.
Yeah. Johnny kills it, man. Damn. That kid is so good.
Yeah, like, do you know how many times I've ridden that spot and never in my life would be like, I'm going to do a foot plant peg chink up.
Yeah.
And then another, like, 180 peg chink down.
Oh, man. How's the live chat doing? I can't see it at the moment, so.
Pretty dead, not going to lie.
No, that's all good, man. I get it. But yeah, these guys are killing it. Like, this rail here, the Eagle Street rail, mm-hmm. Johnny icing that is pretty sweet. He has another mm-hmm. clip on it that I don't think he's sharing quite yet, but...
I think Braden's already done everything, but...
Yeah, Braden killed that rail, man.
Like four... No, more than probably 5-6 years ago.
This is another spot that I was kind of like, huh, I can't believe they rode that, you know? Yeah. Like, it's really cool. This is another one that, like, I never think of. I've filmed clips there before. Like, Eric did a feeble mm-hmm. 180 backwards feeble Indian out, I think, on that rail.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, I don't know, or that ledge, sorry, but we never really, like... ride there just because it's one of the spots that we always get booted from or the traffic or it's just mm-hmm. something that like I don't know nobody's that interested in I guess but it's sick to see these guys killing it
dude I like this dude with the is that John no
this is Damien or
this,
Damon
do you this know kid Damon? Reminds me like 2008 BMX like there's no way he could even been like alive when that stuff was going off he dude, looks straight out of 2008
his fucking forks are so goddamn bent like yeah. The last time I saw him he's riding Riverside doing these big transfers in the bowl and I was nervous that his forks were gonna break man.
Dude they're directors he's from 2008 they're directors look at him dude he's got the cassette he's he got does. The kind of like the stees you know
yeah absolutely that's another one this G-spot is really cool that's what they call it the G-spot
oh I love it
yeah that's another spot that I was like, I never would have thought of that. And I know where that is. It's not even far from here.
I wonder if, like, sometimes we look at something and be like, no, like, that's not cool enough. Or, like, maybe, like, I don't know. And something where they would just be like, maybe they're more, I don't know.
No, I get what you're
saying. Not old and salty or whatever. But yeah. They would just do something that we would never do. Or maybe because they grew up in, like, a different friend group. You know, your buddies you kind of ride with. There's certain things where, like... Yeah, there's no rules, but there's kind of rules.
Definitely. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when we were filming, we went so hard in the paint, just like wanting to get clip after clip after clip. And like we all had almost like a notebook of clips that we wanted that we didn't really get too many of the sessions that these mm-hmm. guys are getting, right? Where like, I don't know how many times they went out and filmed by themselves or like they went out with one person, but
yeah.
It seems like this is really a crew video, right? Nobody has a video part in this. It's all one video mm-hmm. with all the clips. And I love that. That was one of my favorite things about the Bonder mixtape this year was just that like,
that's sick.
It was cool to have everybody's mm-hmm. clips in one, right? Normally I put everybody's clips separate and we just kind of go from there. Mm-hmm. So.
I think, man, they're just kind of like out riding, just doing their thing, right?
Definitely.
Like I said, like, they're young kids. They're just out riding all the time, so.
Yeah, it surprises me how often Johnny and Damon and everybody else rides. And, like, it's December, and there's, like, snow on the ground some days if we live in Ontario.
Yeah, I remember riding in the winter on...
Even this. They're riding this on gravel road.
Spot. I'm like, this is a spot, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Like, they're just there.
Yeah.
But we've all done that. Like, that's the thing. We would never film it and put in a video, but we've all done it. So, like, why
not? It's super relatable in that way. Oh, man. These guys kill it. Is that my phone or yours?
No, that was me.
All good. Johnny. That dude kills it.
Yeah.
The fucking slow-mo is so ridiculous. This is not my that's computer lagging slow, up Josh, right now.
A little slow. But, like, dude, that's fun, too. We've all done that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look at his fucking foot. It's, like, fully sideways.
It's probably better with the music.
Yeah, definitely. This is a good video, though. Go and check it out, guys. It's called Young Bucks. The S on the end is clearly the money sign, by the way. Has to be.
Oh, shit, that's how you spelled it wrong.
That's how you know it's legit.
Yeah, but it's pretty sweet. There's still about 5 more minutes, so I'll let you guys go and find that on your own. Mm-hmm. It's a great video. Go and check it out. Go and hit the like button for Josh, and go subscribe, because honestly, those dudes are killing it, and it's really sick to see younger kids out there doing what I was doing, you know, 5 years ago, and doing what Chris was doing like 7 years ago.
Dude, I remember when I found that spot in, like, I don't know how old. I must have been like 17, 16 or 17. It's been over 10 years and they're still riding the same spots.
Yeah, so it's cool to see the same spots, it's different almost riders, like different levels. Tricks.
Like, you find these spots, you do tricks there, and then you unlock another spot.
Yeah.
And you do tricks there for the next couple of years, and you find the best spots.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Or maybe, like, you always knew, but you just, like, couldn't. You look at stuff different, but.
Oh, man. So, I was thinking it'd be really cool to talk about something that Chris brought today. So, Chris wanted to chat a little bit about the USL Game of Bike series. And these are actually really cool. And everything that USL is doing is really sick. Yeah, like, exactly. Good for those guys, you know? So yeah, why don't you give us an intro here? Tell us what these Game of Bike series are. Tell us a little bit about USL and everything that they've been doing.
Damn, bro, I don't know much about, like, USL. I just know they've been killing it on YouTube for at least the last year. They've been doing, like, they did another Game of Bike series, like that rooftop Game of Bike, just flat ground stuff. They've done those, like, blow up the park series or whatever, where I don't know what the deal is, but they do, like, every each rider has a video part at the same skate park, and then they put them all out, and I don't know if they're giving away money or what's the deal, but they're making awesome content. I definitely, like you said, I back everything they're doing. It's really cool stuff, and they're bringing in, like, some local kids. There's always, like, a couple locals, and I don't know if that's because they can't, like, line up 20 pros to go play bike at a skate park or what, on whatever day, but yeah, I think they're doing cool shit.
Dude, they're really killing it. I love it. The Blow Up the Park series, there's a clip of Hobie Doan doing a gap to Smith at Austin.
House Park?
Yeah, the House Park. And, like, the gap is ridiculous. It's, like, 30 foot gap to Smith. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've done a gap to Smith that was from a ledge to another ledge with a 6 foot gap in between. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the scariest things I've ever done. Dude, like, legitimately. Like, and it's not even that crazy, but, like, to go out of a bank at full speed and just be like, yeah, I'm going to put my front wheel down. I'm like, no fucking thank you, dude.
I'm going to put my weight forward and hope I don't flip over the bars.
Yeah. And
yeah. Gnarly.
Eat the ledge or eat my crossbar.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great, like, series of the at House Park. I think Chase won that, obviously.
Yeah.
Dude, by the way, Chase Hawk with brakes.
He's killing it.
That is the best Chase Hawk. That, in my opinion, Chase Hawk is finally at his final form. It's great. Yeah,
exactly. He's reached the final level, and he's just killing it. So
his power level is over 9,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the Game of Bike series, obviously my favorite episode, and I think it was yours as well, was Denim Cox versus Ethan.
Yeah.
And for anybody who doesn't know,
exactly,
those dudes are so close. Like, they're literally
good homies.
They hang out all the time. When we had Denim on the show, Ethan just, like, hopped on the phone real quick for, like, 5 minutes, and we just chatted, and then I think the next episode was with Ethan, but it was either with Ethan or Sauce, but I had, like, all four of those dudes, Ethan, Denim, Sauce, and Eddie in a row, and it was such a great, those were literally some of my favorite podcasts were those ones.
Those are funny. I listened to all those.
Yeah. And I love it because those dudes are, like, they're, you know, SoCal. They're fucking California dudes who don't give a shit. They're just, they're willing to throw whatever out and talk about it, like, Denim told us about him having a threesome in the Epic BMX bus. Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Literally, they took the van and he fucking, there's a clip of him going in there with two girls in this video, and then like a clip of him coming out half an hour later with these two girls. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, dude, that dude's wild.
Check out what Brant's saying in the live chat. You would know more about it than I do.
What's up, Brant?
Castro used to film and edit BMX videos, started working with the brands, bring content featuring big name pros and up and coming riders together. Yeah, dude. You are correct. It is Francis who does USL.
And I don't know if Sauce is usually in the videos. I don't know.
He makes the best referee. I love seeing Sauce there.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, like, if you really think about it, I believe it's the Monster Mash video, which has, like, all those dudes as up-and-comers. They're not sponsored yet. It's funny to see how majority of the dudes in that video are all pro. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're big names now, which is really sick.
Yeah.
There was a clip. I cannot remember if it's, like, Ethan who said it, but somebody from that crew is like, we ain't stopping until everybody's got a pro model frame. Yeah. And they're literally almost there.
They do. Like, yeah. They all blew up, man. Like Francis and Sauce, and they all did their own thing or whatever. But yeah, they all made it.
Definitely. Yeah. And super cool to see those dudes just killing it, you know?
Coming back to like BMX, well, maybe not coming back to BMX, but like doing another BMX thing with USL.
Absolutely.
Super cool. And I don't know, man. I don't know who's watching, but you guys definitely remember the old Vital Games of Bike.
Yeah,
that's oh my god, yeah, dude.
Is it so? Like, mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of these USL games of bike. Is it similar to the Vital ones?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Like, they're all just at a skate park and they're just playing games of bike, and there's a couple rounds.
So it's kind of like elimination type deal.
Cool. Yeah, there's a couple basically, rounds. You have to win like three or four games to get to the final or whatever.
Sweet,
dude. Yeah. The Vital Games of Bike, Trey Jones versus Logan Martin.
Yeah.
Did that not happen? I believe it happened.
I think so.
Yeah.
But
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it just kind of was like, I don't know. It's cool to see that because like when I was young and really into riding, like that kind of came out. So it was just like a reminder, I guess. But they were great, man. That Denim versus Ethan game, that was one of my favorite games of bike like I've seen. It was so funny. There was so many things. Like, I think Denim might have landed two tricks, maybe. Like,
yeah.
Even... the one
he did the gnarly gap to pocket wall, and I'm like, holy shit, it's on a fence, like
pocket wall ride on a
like I'm gonna have to go watch
straight
this.
Fence.
Yeah. Dude,
it got to, like, he's out of control, man. Like, one of the tricks he called is like, he's like, I'm just gonna do a switch hanger 180 on this up ledge or whatever, and they're like, I don't think he's ever even done this trick in his life. And he does it, and then he half cabs into a bike and then crashes and lands like on his shoulder, still holding onto the bars. He's like, yeah, I tried, does that count?
Whatever. And then I like that they didn't take it too seriously. They're like, yeah, that counts. Yeah, we'll take that.
They're homies, they're just like, whatever. Yeah. Right. And Ethan's so good, he can do every trick. He's one of those guys who has like, he can switch 180 bar, or he can switch truck.
Dude, the guy, you know, can hop whip and switch whip. Like, hop. Yeah. Like,
he has every trick. Like, he just be like, oh, I'm just going to overcrook this rail. Like,
yeah.
There's always people who have gaps, but he has, like, all the tricks. And Denim doesn't have maybe all the tricks, but he has all the balls.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it gets to the point where, like, Denim's just calling out sets for Ethan. Like, the one he's like, dude, set a switch bar over the A-frame rail. And I'm like, can Denim Cox do switch bars? And of course, Ethan does it perfect. And Denim comes in full speed and, like, doesn't even wait for the camera. Like, the camera almost misses him because, like, he doesn't care. And just chucks this switch bar and, like, maybe catches one hand and just, like, eats shit from, like, 6 feet in the air. Gets smoked, comes up laughing, and then, like, next thing you know, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to send this wall ride or whatever, like, keeps calling Ethan Strix. He's like, dude, do a switch whip. I'm like, Denim can't do a switch whip. Like, what are you doing? Like, they're just having the most fun.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
That's really sick. I honestly really stoked on everything USL is doing, and go check them out. You know what I haven't heard much about lately that I'm a little upset about?
What's that?
The dude who is live streaming those events. It was not the USL events.
Man.
Dude, I can't even remember his name. I feel bad.
They did all that stuff.
They did it for like 2020, and then he just kind of dropped off.
Dude, they had like a contest in a parking lot, like on a curb. Like a
they did,
curb.
Yeah.
That was sick. And they did that live stream at Dennis's.
Yeah. My God, man. I got to figure this out. Brant, I feel so bad. Brant, you're a knowledgeable BMX person. Yeah. I Try to be. And
then, dude, what Tell else us. Did they do? He did the, I don't know if it was like his, the guy did the live streaming for Scotty's Game of Bike with Morgan Wade.
Yeah.
So, man, whatever that,
I feel so bad, man. I cannot, I know that they had like, King of the, like,
King of the Backyard.
Yeah, King of the Backyard, King of the Streets, and then King of the Four Block. I cannot remember that that dude, Breakless TV, that's what it was, Breakless TV. I fucking knew it. There we go.
I was looking it up.
Oh, God damn it.
Thank you, Brant. He knows everything.
I promise you, Brant, I thought of it myself. I did need your help, but I did not see it. Thank you. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's sick. I don't know, yeah. He kind of fell off. Well, I don't want to say fell off.
I would love to see more stuff from him. I get it, though. I mean, he was throwing down cash. I don't know who was putting in the money for that, if it was other people, but he was throwing down like thousands of dollars and then live streaming this stuff. And I don't know if that was something to try and like gain a big audience. He's having these big pros go out and ride. And I think it was just one of those things that, you know, he's homies with these people. He does live streaming as a daily job and he just wanted to kind of give back in a way, which I love and it's sick. But I would love to see more stuff from Breakless TV. Like, I don't know if I'm just not seeing it, but yeah, I would love to see it.
Lives, you know? I don't know. Live streams are cool, man. Like, it's all fun watching the highlights and stuff, but there's something about like watching like a BMX event live.
Dude, I appreciate it.
From your home.
I appreciate it so much more because I know how difficult it is to do a live stream in a controlled environment like this.
I can't even.
And like, if you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere and your internet is connected through a box in your backpack, I'm like, holy fuck, dude, how? Like, it's so weird. And then they're using like wireless routers on the cameras as well to send the data to a laptop and. It's so much stuff, like, one little thing goes wrong, and it's impossible. And I know he had quite a few hiccups throughout it, and I don't blame the guy, man. It's difficult to do that kind of stuff. Like, even doing a live stream here is difficult. Like, it's, I don't know, props to him, honestly.
In one of Scotty's vlogs, it was, like, maybe behind the scenes or, like, the day before the contest or something. But he was talking to the Breakless TV guy, kind of like giving him a shout out. And he was like, man, I had to walk around the park, like looking for where the best signal was. Like he walked all the way around the skate park, like different parts of the parking lot, like testing where he could pick up the best Wi-Fi signal and stuff.
Definitely.
Like,
man,
that must be crazy to do. So hopefully, I mean, we'll see more of that. I would love to.
Absolutely, man. I think he was really killing it. Brant in the chat. Was just saying, brands I'm pretty sure were throwing money in. They were sponsored events. Not sure if he gave up or is working on it behind the scenes or what.
Yeah, hopefully. Or like maybe, I don't know, got busy with his real job or something. Or
definitely. I feel like with everything that was going on with COVID, he probably had quite a bit of free time to actually work on that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Props to him, though. He definitely kept 2020 very interesting, and I would love to see more from Breakless TV.
Yes.
Yeah, he was rad. Yeah, there's a couple other things that I wanted to chat about here. You had actually brought in this one, which is visualizing tricks, aka Logan Martin. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Get way into that. All right. So, I mean, we've all, we all visualize our tricks or whatever. Even just thinking about like doing a rail or whatever, you have to get it through your head. Any rider knows that. I was listening to a podcast and. For anyone who wants to look it up, it's a Gypsy Tales podcast. He mainly does like moto and stuff.
Right. I think I've heard of that. It's a pretty big podcast, actually.
Pretty big. He's Australian. He interviewed Logan Martin, which was super cool because, man, I'll be the first, like, when I was younger, even like watching Logan Martin, I was like, oh, this dude's a dork. Like, what a loser. The best BMX rider in the world, and I'm calling him a loser. Like, what an idiot I am.
Yeah.
But it just was never my style, kind of. And, like, I always appreciated, like, what he could do, but, like, man, I don't want to see, like, opposite triple whip. Like, okay, whatever. It looks janky, whatever. Anyway, but I was really good listening to the podcast. Like, you kind of get to know someone, like, personally and, like, really enjoy it. And his whole story about, like, winning the Olympics and everything, like, it's a really good episode. But they started talking about, like, visualizing your runs and stuff. And Logan was saying, like, he would sit in his hotel room and like visualize his whole run. I don't know how long your run is or whatever, like a minute or whatever. And he'd have to visualize like in his head, like if he over jumped the box in his head, he'd like know he had to take an extra pedal or like pump this quarter harder. Like he'd go through these like crazy visualizations like in his head. And I've never had to do that because I've never written a contest.
Right.
Or whatever. Like, man, maybe. No, don't think so. And I thought that was like super interesting. And then they started talking about this downhill racer, Sam Hill. I don't know if anyone's heard of him.
I think so.
Yeah, he was big back in the day, like won a lot of championships. But I guess it's the same thing. Like he would sit in his hotel room and visualize like through like a goggle helmet view of his race run. And like from top to bottom, he would like visualize his whole run down the whole course and like all these insane things. Like I guess he'd time it and like be down to like almost within seconds of his race run, these visualizations. Anyway, I don't think any of us have done that. But it got me thinking, like, we all visualize our tricks, but one thing, and I don't know if anyone else does this, but sometimes I'm, like, trying to think of a trick in my head. So, like, you're going to try to do, like, a switch feeble 270 or something. And, like, it wouldn't be coming around. What I would do in my head is, like, almost change the camera angle. Like, I'd be viewing it from a different side. And right. And then I could land it in my head. And then once I could land it in my head, I could go and do it in real life.
That's awesome. I have a really hard time visualizing tricks. I don't know what it is, but like, I don't really ever see in my head myself landing a tail whip to pedals. And I've done it. And it's one of the things that I struggle with is like, I've always catch frame or like I land real sketchy. And I wish I could be good at that trick. My like dream of tail whips is I want to be able to do it like Aaron Ross, like be able to whip into anything, whip anything, you know, whip down a stair set and then whip down, you know, a curb, whip up a curb, like everything. This is one of my favorite tricks. It's a great feeling trick.
It looks sick.
And it looks unreal. But cool. Man, I've been doing them for years and I don't know what it is. I just have a hard time visualizing it.
That's funny that you bring up the camera angle thing, because when I first learned bar spins, we filmed this one clip of me doing, I think it was a 180 bar spin or something.
Yeah.
And I took a still frame from it and I looked at it and my catching hand was like way above my bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
So like ever since then, I've brought my hand underneath and like changed the way I bar spinned and it worked out. Like,
yeah, I guess like sometimes you need to see it from like another.
Exactly. A different angle.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's why filming is always good. Cause like you can see those little things you're doing. Man, I don't know. I just was thinking about that. I don't know if anyone's ever done that. Like sometimes
I've definitely, I think it was Mikey I was talking to. We were talking about visualizing tricks and stuff like that a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had heard somewhere that like visualizing it in your head and thinking it through is actually almost as good as actually practicing the trick. So if you visualize it and you visualize yourself landing it 10 times over, it might be as good as trying it actually two or three times.
Now, I'm really curious. Do you think Mikey...
He was probably like a couple of mushroom teas deep at that time.
He was definitely a few mushroom teas deep. But I was going to say, I wonder if Mikey visualizes the TikToks that him and his girlfriend do. Where they're like in sync doing some weird thing in the Dominican.
He'd definitely.
To, man. Props to them, but I don't know. But like the TikToks are hilarious.
He has a point, because like if I go to visualize a trick and I... Mm-hmm. See myself completely eating it and not getting you anywhere close. I'm not trying that at all. But if I can visualize myself like actually getting close to it, I was like, I might try it.
Well, that's definitely. What I mean. Like sometimes like I'm trying to visualize a trick and like you can't get it right in your head. You're like, okay, I'm gonna try to like three off this or whatever, and like it's not coming in my head. And I'm almost like, I don't know. I was hoping there'd be like more people in the chat or someone to like chime in on this, but like are people like visualizing your tricks like through your own first person? Or like for me, sometimes like I outer literally body. Need to like take myself and be like, okay, if there was a tripod angle set up here and then like, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I move, like how I'm looking at it in my head, I'll land it the next try. Huh. And then once I've like, once you get it in your head, it's so much easier to do it. Right.
Definitely. So. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I mean, I guess I struggle with it. Like
maybe I'm just insane, bro.
No, I think you're right though, because there's quite a few people who do visualize it. Like I think when I had Drew on, we talked a little bit about it after the show, and like he does visualize himself doing stuff. Like there's so many things that he just like, if he can get it in his head and figure it out. I know Spinner, like Mike Spinner, he visualized everything. If he could see himself doing it, he could do it.
And he progressed, like, he's one, sometimes guys come into the scene and, like, especially the park scene, and they learn tricks so fast and they get good. I mean, yeah, he put in work, tons of work too, but like,
definitely
I could, that would make sense. Like one of those guys who can like really put it together in his head. The same with like Logan, man, they're the same kind of style. Like if you can visualize yourself doing a backflip, like windshield wiper or whatever insane thing Logan Martin is trying to do.
Right.
Like you probably have to visualize those things. It's different than like, I don't know, maybe like hitting a handrail or whatever. You're like, okay, just get my pegs on it and you're good.
Yeah.
But like, dude, all of a sudden you're upside down and you're trying to like figure out how to do a new variation upside down. I think you probably want to have like some kind of.
Yeah. Run it through your head.
Run it through your head a few times.
Brant in the chat was saying, I always visualize from my point of view and use actual footage to see it from the outside perspective. And I think out of everybody who could be like visualizing it, it's sick to hear it from Brant, because just the crazy tricks that Brant does where it's so unique and so different that like you kind of do have to visualize it to make it work. One trick that I will say that I can visualize in my head, and I talked to Brant a little bit about this, is I've got really good at doing five taps this year, like 540 hurricanes, I guess. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a hurricane because I'm not doing 180 tap 360. I'm doing 360 tap 180.
Yeah.
Those are I can visualize myself doing 360 tap into lawnmower, pull around 180. And that's a trick that I really want to do. And I was talking to Brant about it to see if he had any advice. And he did give me some helpful advice. Thank you so much, Brant. But that is one that I can say for sure. When I think about it, I can literally see it from my perspective of doing the spin, landing, and then just dropping essentially and putting my foot on the wheel. And then because you're already spinning, you're going to be able to carry some of that momentum. Not a lot. You're probably going to end up doing like...
Well, with a mower, like you don't want to be too crooked anyway. Like you go into them straight.
Yeah.
And then the bike turns itself, but...
I don't know why, but I just, I see myself doing that in the shallow end of the bowl at the odd easily. But like,
are you thinking of it from your first person view or?
Definitely.
Cause what's crazy is I've been trying to think of that. Cause that sounds like a really fun trick and I kind of want to try it. I cannot, I'm trying to visualize it from first person and I cannot get my head around the spin. Like I have to take myself into the third person.
Fair and, enough. Like, to see the spin.
To like visualize myself doing it.
Yeah.
That's super weird that. I don't know.
Yeah, so dream trick of mine. Honestly, I would love to learn that. I'm down. Brant's got some zipper on the face emoji, aka not telling.
Yeah, he's probably done it like over a spine or something crazy.
I know. He's probably done like 720 version. Him and Joey Bags had a baby. It's oh my just God, like dude. 900 tap lawnmower real quick.
Yeah, with a candy bar just spiced in
there. Yeah, love it. That would be incredible.
That's cool. Thanks, Brant.
Oh, man. Always killing it. Yeah, that was a really... I really appreciate that topic, though. Like, just thinking about visualizing and whatnot, I think I should really focus on maybe doing that a little more. Like, and maybe that would help learn some tricks. I know bar spins for me, I've talked about learning bars for years, and like I just never do. And it's one of those things I can't visualize myself doing it. Like I understand how a bar spin works. I've taught people how to bar spin because I know how it works. But for me, I don't know what it is. When I go to do it, it's just I lock up. I can't throw it, or I throw it and the bike goes. Like it's a weird thing. I don't know what it is. I just feel like I'm, you know, I'm here to learn tail whips, not bar spins.
Might as well, dude. Cooler anyway.
Dude, the thing about tail whips, I always am blown away when people are like, yeah, dude, I learned bars first, mainly because I feel like bar spins, there's more to risk. Whereas with whips,
kinda scary.
It's kind of like, worst comes to worst, you just land on your feet. Like, I don't know why, but that's how I always felt. I know Brant has some good footage of him landing on his ankle. That's fucking rough.
Thank you.
No thanks.
I don't like doing bar spins like going forward with like any kind of reasonable speed. Like even doing it like down a two stair, dude, count me out. I'm done. I'm over it. I'd rather like almost try it fakie. Just because like I don't know.
That fakie
like,
bar seems easier.
Oh, dude, on
I don't know why.
Stuff, yeah, I'll do them all day.
But, my like, one friend, I don't know if you ever met him, Matt Zahn from London.
Maybe once.
He told me he learned bars fakie up a bank bar and then go down.
It makes sense. Like, I've honestly thought about it that way rather than like a flyout. It seems like
the least scary.
Yeah.
Or like bar too fakie. I think I did my first one like on a bank. Huh. Like kind of just like, but the Riverside Bank, so it's like barely even a bank. It's super mellow.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, dude, I hate doing them like going fast. Anyone who does them like down sets or whatever, do props to you. I can't make myself do it.
I forget who it was, but there was a dude that I was filming with, and he was unreal. Mm-hmm. But like a bar spin down like a seven stair was the most like intimidating thing for him. And I'm just weird. And then there's other dudes like Johnny who it's just like, oh, here's a 12 stair. I'm going to warm up by barring this. Like fucking 18-year-old kid just like killing it.
Yeah.
I think he needs to learn how to do some like cool bar variations. There's a wild spot that we've looked at where I can see it for myself as a gap to manual, and it's gnarly, but it's kind of got that distance that, like, if you're good at bars and you're good at manuals, you could 100% just throw a quick bar manual, this very tiny down ledge, like, just barely place that wheel on there, and it would be, like, clip of the year, clip of the century.
Like, send Johnny, man.
Whoa. I don't know about century. Maybe, like, clip of the week, you know?
Yeah. Send Johnny. He'll take care of it.
That's right there, man. He's got it. It'd be wild.
Caleb, you do a lot of bars.
He does a lot of whips, too.
Yeah.
You can do bar fakie. Yeah. You can do fakie bar. You can do whip fakie. Yeah. You can do fakie whip.
Yeah. But, like, dude, do you agree that, like, doing it, like, when you go fakie on a bank or, like, too fakie, you're almost standing still. You know what I mean?
That's
you just
true.
Do the bar.
You literally, it's just a hot bar at that point.
Yeah, and you're not moving.
Brant is saying that bar to fakie and fakie bars were a lot easier for him to learn than like moving, which it kind of makes sense. Like, I don't know, whenever you're moving, you've got that extra factor of like, if I don't catch the bars, I am going to eat it. But if you're not really moving, you can kind of get out of it a little easier, I guess.
It's kind of nice to have like a little rolling speed too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to almost do like a stationary hot bar, like you're never going to like roll away either. You're gonna land and like put your foot down or whatever.
But I guess the main thing is learning that like rotation and catching those grips, and being able to do that consistently, and then you can move on from there. Whips for me, like when I learned those, I always went at it just fast enough that if I was to land to pedals, I would like basically stop and have to get off the bike. And now, like, I don't really go that much faster, but I have whipped down stair sets. I have whipped down stuff, but it's always like the bare minimum. I'm not going to whip a 20 stair and land 10 feet in front of it. Like, if I'm going to whip anything, it's a 3 stair and I'm going to like land right at the bottom and almost case it, you know?
Well, it's one of those tricks where the faster you go, the harder it gets too.
Absolutely.
Bars, threes, whips, anything's, you know.
I always found threes were better when they're faster, but
they feel super dope, but like, I mean, science, right?
Yeah.
Your wheels don't want to turn.
But yeah, fair enough. I guess threes are just my trick. I mean, I fucking 360'd over a car out of a bowl.
Yeah,
like, true. That's just, I don't know, it's my trick, I guess.
They feel good. I know what you mean. They feel good.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, anyone who's like gone real fast and done a bar spin, like you, the bike, go, whoa.
You
know?
You need those clat carbonic wheels real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, rotational.
Is that what they're called? I feel like they're the carbonics. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what we're going to call them.
The carbon ones.
Carbonics, dude. Yeah. That sounds dope.
It sounds like an exercise.
So I knew about this for quite a while, but Ratty Matty has been riding those for probably the last like 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me like a bunch of updates throughout it just because I was really interested in how carbon was going to fare with BMX stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of the dudes that's going to sit there and be like, carbon and BMX. No, like I'm a fucking T1 salty ball BMX rider. Yeah. Like, no, it's I seen it coming like from years beforehand. I know Alienation did it beforehand as well. And the thing about carbon is like, it's in mountain bikes. It's in all the the other industries. It's in downhill. Like, there's people that ride carbon frames.
Dude, anyone seen that clip of like Danny McCaskill, and
he just rolls down a set of stairs.
Yeah, he does like a gap to firecracker on like a 10 flat 10 with no tires.
No tires, no tubes, just rims. And they're fine. Yeah. There's clips of people with like aluminum rims just banging them on a curb, and then like carbon rims on a curb. And, you know, the aluminum ones get fucked up faster. And the cool thing is that like it is stronger. The only thing that you're got to really worry about is are they going to like just explode at some point. And I mean, I get it. It's a little expensive for the average BMX rider. Like if you've worked at a bike shop before, you'll know that BMX is probably the cheapest of industries. Like top of the line custom BMX bike, the most you could spend before going titanium is probably $3,500 Canadian dollars, which is like
trying pretty hard,
you know, $2,700 US. Like it's, you're going to be very aggressive at that point, too. You're going to have the best of the best, the most expensive stuff. And then Tye, obviously, you know, price goes up, but not everybody rides Tye. If you look at the average, and then you go into mountain bike, and it's like most of the average mountain bike, like dudes that ride,
carbon.
It's like $5,000, and that's not even carbon. That's like not even carbon. When you get into carbon, there's dudes that ride like $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 bikes. When I worked at the bike shop, we had a dude who rode a Chevelo P5, like triathlon bike with electronic shifting. It's wireless, so like
crazy.
Dude, that bike was like a $30,000 bike, and it's meant to go as fast as possible and then just ditch it and run, right? Because it's a triathlon, dude. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild how much goes into that. And BMX is at the cheapest. Like, if you were to look at the average, like, top-of-the-line BMX bike versus the top-of-the-line mountain bike, I'm not talking, like, the best. I'm talking, like, the average consumer best of the line. BMX is cheap. Like,
It is.
So it's funny that, like, you know, carbon is finally a thing. And it's good that Eclat knows that it's not, like, the biggest thing, I guess. They know that people
are trying, man.
Yeah.
They're trying something
new. They know it's not for everybody, is what I'm getting at. But if Felix can ride carbon and do the shit that he's doing.
Well, and dude, Ratty Matty, like, one, that dude sends it. And two, he's a little sketchy. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. I'm like, they picked the perfect person to do
that. He eats shit sometimes pretty hard.
I saw a bunch of people.
I would trust his review.
Absolutely. I saw a bunch of people that were like, oh, I want to see Burns ride these. And the thing about Burns is that, like, how often does he rotate into things? Like, he does do big threes and gnarly shit. But, like, when you're thinking about Burns, a lot of the clips that I think about are, like, huge gaps that are just gnarly. And if you're landing straight, you're not going to affect those wheels. When you think of Felix Pronberg, or I can't pronounce his name.
Nobody can.
Yeah. When you're thinking about him, it's, like, big rotations, hard 180s out of stuff. And, you know, he's clean, but there's those times on film where he's not, and those wheels are holding up. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I bet you 5 years from now, everybody's going to have that, like, Free Night Design Free Coaster, which is, like, the new thing with carbon wheels. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it seems like the way forward. I know my buddy CR, he blew up wheels on his mountain bike, like 26-inch dirt jumper street guy. And he's always doing spins, threes, nolly threes, fives. And the dude just, I've seen him blow up two wheels in a day.
Oh my God.
He switched to the carbon like a good couple years ago. And like, I mean, said it was amazing. They're stiff. They're light. Apparently they feel like amazing to ride.
Also,
they're so solid.
I want to emphasize this. A few years ago.
Yeah.
He's still riding them. And like,
well, I don't know. He might have blown them up by now. Dude's a savage. But
fair enough. But yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Carbon is like, it's where it's going to be in the next few years. It's one of those things, it's progression, right? Think about how BMX has changed. I'm honestly really disappointed that we didn't see We the People continue with their tapered head tube idea that they had for mountain biking.
They're like hydro formed.
Well, it's not hydro formed.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about now.
It's one and an eighth on the top, and what is it, like 1.5 on the bottom?
Yeah, so the fork.
I know what you're saying.
In mountain biking, that's a big thing, where like the top bearing doesn't really get much of a load on it, so they don't really have to worry about it too much. But the bottom bearing if you make it bigger, can withstand a bigger impact. And with the way that BMX is going, where you have average dudes like sending 20 stairs, and it's you know,
out of hand, man.
That's the thing. I'm like, bikes are only going to be able to withstand so much, so we kind of have to move past that. And props to Eclat and We the People and everybody over there pushing that, because if you really think about it, they're at the front of that. Everybody else is just like, they're sticking with what they know, and that's good.
They're doing
good
stuff.
But you got to take risks, man. Those dudes are really pushing it, and they're going to make it so that in 10 years, BMX is still, you know, able to be what it is.
Who was doing the tubeless? Was that Alien Nation or was that
Eclat? I think Alien Nation might have done it for a little bit, but Eclat is really pushing tubeless with their carbon, and then they have some tires that are in prototype for it right now. But I wanted to test like ghetto tubeless, because I know you can, and I know it's not super difficult.
You got to call Nate, man.
Yeah, I think he'll be able to help me. What's up.
But
I also don't think it'd be the best thing for me, because I ride like minimum 70 PSI. So like there's no point. I think
the point is for like running lower pressure.
Yeah.
Or maybe you get like a little rotational weight dropped off. But
dude, Silva needs to hop on that. He rides 30 PSI, and I'm like, dude, no way. Like 30 is too low.
But then you start getting to where like the tire's rolling, and then that's when your sealant is coming out and you lose air. And
No thanks.
So I mean, I don't know about tubeless, but as far as carbon goes, I'm all for it. I think that's going to be super cool to see where it
definitely
goes.
I feel like tubeless has its advantages maybe in park riding, but even then, I'm like, you got to be a clean park rider.
Yeah.
You almost have to have a bike that's like your contest bike, and then your bike that is your like actually trying shit bike.
Yeah, I mean, they all run those tubolitos or whatever anyway. Those like
those things are wild.
Actually, I just know they're expensive.
They're like $35-40 Canadian. It's but ridiculous. Again, like,
if you're Logan Martin and you're trying to do a switch triple whip, like every gram of that rotational weight in your wheels is going to make a difference.
Definitely. So. Absolutely. So yeah, let's move on. I had mentioned, you know, a couple people that I think have killed it in Ontario this past year. I'm going to mention a couple more names, but I'd love it if you guys could join in as well. So we talked about Father Pig, obviously. Johnny Cabardo has been killing it for the past 2-3 years in Ontario. Yeah. He's always up and coming, pushing his riding. He's always thinking about clips and whatnot. Quite a few other people as well. Like, dude, honestly, it's hard to pick some names, but do you guys have anybody that you guys would shout out? I know I had mentioned Bailey.
I've got one from St. Thomas. He's in the live chat. Nolan Blackall.
Yeah?
He, start of the year, he got back into biking. And he learned tail whips this year and is now doing double whips.
Damn.
So, like, he has progressed so fast this year.
That's wild.
That's impressive. Mind-blowing.
Shout out to you, Nolan. Always killing it, I'm sure.
Where do you do a double whip at St. Thomas? It's like out of the fly, out into the grass or something?
Nolan, that's the thing, too. He hasn't ridden anywhere other than St. Thomas.
That's like, fucked.
Wow.
I've taken him, I took him to All In last time I went, but, like, it doesn't really travel anywhere else.
Props to you, Nolan. Keep killing it. I want to see Flair triple whip in a year, so get on it.
Me too.
Chris, who do you want to shout out?
Man, I feel like I'm letting you guys down because I don't have anyone off the top of my head.
I'll even let you shout out mountain bike people. Ooh. You dude, fucking 26 inch rider.
I say, like, man, I haven't been on Instagram really watching, like,
right?
I don't know. I like I said, Johnny and Josh, like, seeing Josh put out like a full length video, I think that's super awesome.
Definitely.
So, I mean, shout out to all those kids.
Dude, shout out to anybody who's like within BMX media right now. Like Landon, he's killing it with the Hoser company and whatnot. And
yeah.
All those cool dudes, stuff. Man. Anybody who is like one person I definitely want to shout out. I actually just did a podcast with him, Noah McBride from The Scene's Not Dead. He is bringing back that props feel with, you know, these video magazines. And this kid is awesome, man. Honestly, that was probably one of my favorite podcasts I've done in 2021. And like, when you really break it down, dude, I had Crandall on this past year. I had Drew. The I had Cran, man, all these dude. Huge names. And like, dude, there was I was good stoked ones. To sit down with Noah. And like, by the end of the night, we had had a couple drinks and we were all very stoked on how it turned out.
I'll definitely have to check that one out.
Yeah, that's one of my
if
favorites.
If I could have shout out anyone from this year, I mean, we got to shout out Pierre, our guy Pierre.
Yeah, Pierre Gauthier.
Pierre Gauthier.
Bonjour. Dude,
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Parlez-vous anglais?
I feel like he was like the first. I mean, he's like the first, like, I don't want to insult anyone that I'm forgetting, but like the first legit like BMX photographer I met. And like, dude, I had no idea who he was. Like, we just rocked
up. No, me neither.
You were like, oh yeah, I'm getting a book from this dude. I just rocked up to the skate park. He was just like, you know, this guy, kind of steezy. We had like a good session. He did a pedal grind. I got psyched, did a couple pedal grinds.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I think Pierre tops it. He is podcast of the year, and you and I did that together. And
I really enjoyed listening to that.
That was such a good experience. Like, and I knew about Pascal and I'd watched the things, but like how easy it is to forget about these things.
Yeah.
But like that whole experience we got to have, like going to Pierre's and going to his house and getting the book from him in person and like
smoking a little marijuana. Legal, by the way.
Which is legal because we live in Canada. Legal. Yeah.
But
I don't know, man. It really kind of like opened my mind. I'm like, this is just a dude. But like, look, he's got this book and like he's done all these crazy projects. And like he was just, I don't know.
So most cool. Underrated Canadian BMX photographer, in my opinion.
Oh, man, I had never even heard of him. I had no idea. And I mean, I felt kind of stupid but
he also just has that like weird vibe about him that is just so positive. And that like, it's hard to be like in a weird mood around him where like,
he's just stoked.
Yeah. I don't know. That was like halfway through the trip. And I know a lot of people were just kind of at each other in that day. And like, he just brought the mood. Like, we saw him ice this rail, and it's just a little flat rail, but it's like
ice over.
20,
yeah, ice
30
over.
Foot.
Popped over.
He did ice over, and it was just so clean where you're like, holy fuck, dude.
His riding looks good, too.
That's the thing. He has that weird photographer like vibe where he knows
French,
what.
Man.
Do you think he visualizes it from the camera perspective as well?
Maybe. Definitely. He's, like, he's so good.
He's got the 200 mil like across the yard. He's like visualizing himself from two blocks away. No, it was sweet, man. And I've even sent him a couple messages on Instagram, just been like helping me with photo stuff and giving me advice. So
that's wicked, man. I have to send him a message. I've been meaning to, I'm hopefully going to be making some shirts soon. I work at a t-shirt printing place now, AKA also just screen printing. So I'm going to send him some merch because that was one of the best podcasts I've ever done, in my opinion. And it's funny that like, I didn't need any equipment. I literally brought my camera with a microphone on top of it and we just sent it and it worked. Like, there's a couple of hiccups, but what do you expect, right? You have a laptop, a camera with a microphone.
Just in a garage at, midnight or whatever we started.
We started at midnight.
And
we got
up
back.
Since, oh my God, 7 a.m.
We got back at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And we woke up at 7 the next day and went and rode.
I slept for like 2 hours and because we got back so late, the van was parked in a bad spot. And I remember waking up and I set an alarm to move the van before I got another parking ticket. And I remember waking up and just thinking in my head, like, is it honestly worth another $90 to get out of bed right now? And then instantly, like, I just snapped into my head, like, everything Pierre had told us last night and everything about Pascal and stuff. And I was like, are you serious, dude? Get your ass up. Like, let's go. You're in Montreal right now with the boys. Like, go move that van. Let's make some breakfast and let's go send it. And I'm pretty sure that was the first day I like actually crashed.
Yeah.
Which I maybe only like fell once the whole trip, but I was just like, dude, let's go. Like, let's do it.
Nice, dude. That's awesome.
It was amazing. Yeah. So shout out Pierre.
Yeah,
dude, and Pascal.
Pascal, obviously. He killed it. If you guys have not heard of Pascal LaFountain, make sure you go and check that out right after this. I will try and pop a link in the chat. This has got to be the craziest video part ever. Right, and Pascal had cancer that ended up taking his leg, and he came back from it. And he just put out one of the wildest. This is a pro level video part from a dude who is not pro. He is a local in Montreal who found out that he had a very limited time to live and put out the best video part he could. And shortly after passed away, unfortunately. And Pierre was there the entire time and just was in the background shooting photos and put out this incredible book that you guys should really check out. It's called The Extra Mile. I have a copy of it. Chris has a copy of it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's probably the best, I think $40 was what it was, 40 Canadian, that you will ever spend. Yeah, it is the most.
Pick up the book, or I don't know, man. If you can't, like, I get it. I mean, not everyone can even drop $40 on a book, but like, watch the video, watch his dig. It's Dig 2019. I put a link in the chat if anyone's watching. Watch the interview. Ignore me sitting in a rocking chair for 2 hours on my skinny ass. But yeah, just listen to what Pierre has to say about everything. And yeah, watch the video. And there's even a behind the scenes, just like a raw footage of Pascal. Like, if you're looking for more, watch that too. But it's a hell of a story, you know? So yeah, it's definitely worth looking at.
That's definitely like definition of making the most of it.
And like, oh, getting to see all that stuff in person, man, getting to see like the big O and the rail. Oh, that rail, dude.
Yeah. That's insane. Like, we were talking about it when we were there. It's like, you don't expect spots to have a drop down, like a single stair before the rail.
Yeah. I mean, they put the board down or whatever, but it was still insane. He jumped out so far and that rail is so steep. And it's like at least 19, 20.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. It's ridiculous. The, oh my God, what is that place called?
Saputo?
Saputo Stadium.
Sapporo or something. It's not Sapporo. That's a
Saputo.
Yeah. It's the soccer stadium at Olympic Stadium in Montreal.
It's ridiculous, man. It's unreal.
If anyone grinds up that rail, I'll give you $50.
Ooh.
Dude, good luck.
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was really looking at gap over the rail into that grass hill, but there's a weird like drop in front of it. So yeah, it's kind of like, do you jump from that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you watching the video, you wouldn't think that was there.
He did have
they did it so
yeah. Easily. They put like a board and some stuff, but
he had built a thing for it. But like,
it was sketchy, dude.
Yeah, I feel like it's worse.
No matter what
that.
You do there,
it wasn't even that solid. The thing he had, it was like some pieces of wood and whatever.
I feel like it was literally pallets just like piled up there.
I don't even think it was a pallet.
Oh yeah, my God.
It would have been better.
That's wild, man. Wow. Yeah, insane. So, if anybody is in the chat right now and you would like to, I'm going to drop a phone number in there. Call in and just tell us about 2021 for you and your scene. If you've got anybody you want to shout out, let us know. I would love to hear from you guys. Just give me a couple seconds here to put the number in the chat. It'd be rad to hear you guys.
Shout out to Jerry from PA.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says, hey. Hey, Jerry.
I was thinking after this, maybe we should check out the new Dennis video just in a moment here.
I would like that.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Is it a full Dennis video? I just saw...
It is a 4 or 5 minute Dennis video I haven't pulled up.
On YouTube, and it looks like somebody's doing a nose manual down the Staples Center ledge. And I was like, what?
Who knows, man?
It's like a silhouette. We'll see.
Yeah, pretty wild. Let's see. Is this going to let me share that?
To the chat here?
There we go.
You got it.
I think I'm off the wrong. Oh, yeah. I'm on a different name. So if you see my name in the chat there, you know it is not my account that I'm currently on. Mm. But yeah, send us, call us. Let us know what your 2021 was like, what you're excited for in 2022. Maybe a rider in your local area that you want to shout out. Maybe a pro that you didn't know about before then. I would love to hear from you guys. It would be really sick.
Even if you're not live, if you're watching this later, leave it in the comments. And
dude, leave it in the comments or leave a voicemail, and in the next one will shout you out.
If one of your buddies is a ripping man, drop his Instagram in the comments and maybe we'll check it out. If he's a, I was gonna say an Ontario guy, but man, anyone.
Yeah. And in the future, I am looking at maybe doing Bail of the Week again. That was one of my favorite things from the early beginning of the podcast. Yeah. So if you can, I'm going to leave my email in the description of this video. You won't be able to see it live at the moment, but I will leave it in the description and as well as in the audio on all the audio platforms. Just send us your favorite bails from whenever. It doesn't matter if it was 10 years ago or whatever. As long as it's you or you have permission from a friend, I would love to see your bail. And, we'll go for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. And whoever beats, whoever's at the end, You get a free frame. Let's do that.
Oh, I'm down.
Dude, I know. I gave out a couple. Like, there's already a frame out there who I believe it was Kent Fuller won.
That was the... Oh, my God. Was
the frame snap over the hill?
No, that was
that the... was the double peg flip over the bars guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
That was wild.
That was brutal.
That was a brutal bail where he literally did what Jesse did, where you just, like, hop on a rail, and then all of a sudden you lock, and then
he locked,
you go over the bars, his shirt caught on the bar, and he just did a flip right onto his
fucking
chest.
It was like an out rail, too, so he was, like, already 3-4 feet in the air.
Yeah. Dude, not fun. But, yeah. Just send us your bails. I'll put in the email. I believe it's hvxgoatproductions@gmail.com. Just send it to that, and I would love to hear from you guys. We are also potentially going to be doing clip of the week. So if you've got a clip that you're super stoked on, you know, you worked your ass off. No offense, I don't want your feeble 180s. I want a clip that you have worked your ass off on. Well, I want the best of the best.
What if it's your first feeble 180?
Hey, man, if it's your first feeble 180, I'm stoked on that. So you know what? I take that back. Send it to us. I want to see it. I want to see what you're super stoked on. And, you know, we'll do some sort of giveaway from that. Maybe you'll get a free pair of bars or something.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Harvester and see what he'll give me.
we'll give you guys some.
Yeah.
Send your stuff in.
It'd be rad.
Whatever it is, send it in.
And if you guys have any ideas for the future and what we should do on this show, it's going to be live streamed. So there's plenty of options and plenty of ideas. I'm going to start doing question of the week. I'll ask that. Or it used to be question of the month. But I'll, you know, put that out a week early and see what people are saying. But yeah, other than that, I think we should check out that Dennis part now.
Dude, let's do it.
That would be really rad. I have not seen it. I don't think anybody here has seen it. So we're pretty late on this. I wanted to watch it right when it came out, but I was really thinking, hey, we should probably check this out. This would be cool
just to do it live. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to not make the mistake I made last time and show Dennis's video and then, like, a local. it doesn't do the local any justice.
We need to ramp it up a little.
Yeah, so I think we'll do that right now. So let me pull this up. Alrighty. So I know that he just had his first kid, which I believe is the name of this video. Oh, this roof is already like gnarly. That over ice is like, Jesus Christ, dude. Can you imagine?
No. Oh my
God. And then breaking the light. I know quite a few of these clips were Instagram, but I have not seen this clip on the dirt jumps yet. Dude, nothing like that. The opposite TriStar.
I love that.
Oh man, good pendulum is so wild.
Dude, that berm is like vertical.
Yeah.
I love Dennis too, because man, who's doing 360 can X-ups and stuff where he does the
Mike Aiken 10-12 years ago? Yeah, Mike Aiken or whatever. But... the best BMX rider to ever touch a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis is he's doing them, and no offense to Dennis, but they're not Mike Aiken style, and that's okay. He's that's Dennis.
Not possible.
Yeah, Mike is hard to replicate, almost impossible.
Yeah, but Dennis has the whole bag from street rails to whatever. Like, dude, Aiken, it wasn't doing that.
Yeah, fair enough. Dude, that gap to pegs is nuts. Like
with a kink on the bottom too.
Yeah, the good old donkey dick at the end. Yeah.
Oh my
dude,
god.
He was hauling at that thing.
Yeah, literally.
He landed really low.
Look at this curveball.
Oh my
dude.
God, dude. That's
that just reminds me of Bailey in Montreal when we saw that big curveball. He's like, it's not even possible, dude. Geez, I'm like, it's doable. It's just for the right person. That is fucked.
That's
over pegs on that gnarly, suey out rail.
Wow.
I love that.
I was wondering what he was going to do because that spot's seen a lot of tricks.
Bar over that fence. That's pretty wild.
Oh, that's scary, too.
I wonder if that was a switch bar.
Dude, apparently he does them like different ways for different things.
Yeah.
Like he has no...
Garrett did that clip
in
that same spot.
That's funny.
I know. It's funny because it's like it's Garrett, so you can't really
that's not a too much. Trick either, dude.
Yeah. I believe it was Garrett that did that. Hanger over at that spot.
Wow.
That's gnarly.
How big is that rail? Like 25?
Yeah, it's fucking gnarly. That's all I know. This is wild. Over manual. Holy shit. There's the nose that you were talking about. The
Staples Center, dude.
I thought he did something. Oh my God. I was gonna say, I thought he did something super gnarly at that setup.
Like, you think they cut that fence out?
Oh, definitely.
Probably Christian.
Yeah. I feel like he's all about that.
That's crazy.
That 180 whip over the fence is just like next level.
Oh my God.
I don't really understand how he just does roof to rails all the time.
That's the clip I seen on Instagram earlier.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Dude, bar in, turn down. Oh, holy shit. That is gnarly. That feeble has got to be my favorite clip of this whole thing so far, at least. That's like super gnarly. I don't think people understand how ridiculous God, that dude. Is. Bar into there. That's super nuts.
Is that thing steep?
Yeah.
That's not him.
That's Ty Morrow, I believe. Yep.
Nice.
I like the friend clips. That's really rad.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I feel bad because I can't figure out who that is. That Lewis Mills? I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Big manual 180s are sick.
Garrett. What was that?
Tire slide of vending machine.
Oh, yeah. My God. That was nuts. I suppose Garrett didn't have something wild, like crazier than that in there.
I've never seen anyone ride that spot either.
Yeah. Another big three. Holy shit, man. There. That's literally like doing a rail hop and then just 360 El Toro.
Yeah.
That's super sick. Oh, my goodness. That is like perfect spot usage.
Yeah. Wow.
Truck into there.
Looks like Drew's.
I know. This spot there, John Heaton gapped that years ago. Just straight gap. So to see somebody actually gap and whip that is fucked.
Who's that?
Matt something.
Oh, Matt Clausen.
Yeah. That's fucked. Oh. Big gap to wall one. Nice, dude. 360 can. It's a good spot for it. It's like a
straight drop in.
This is the roof that he did his demolition video ender on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the bar manual half whip. Caps, dude. And half cabs it. That's pretty fucked.
Oh,
that is nuts. Dude. I know Fudger posted some photos of that. Dude,
did his front tire even touch?
It did, just barely, by the looks of it.
Oh my God, he almost died.
That clip, I do want to say Vans posted that earlier this year, yeah, so it is kind of, for Dennis to be using that in a video part, it's debatable, you know? It's gnarly clip, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm glad they ran dude, second angle.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
I can't believe he threw a bar in that, by
He's
the way.
He's so high.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Respect.
The only clip that I wish wasn't in there was his Vans ad where it's him doing that whip to wall. It's a gnarly clip, don't get me wrong, but everybody's already seen it. And the thing is that everybody has seen it because it's Dennis. Everybody sees what Dennis does. So
it's true.
It's kind of like you couldn't fill that 7 seconds with something else. I get it, it's a gnarly clip. It was an Instagram clip. It wasn't on YouTube, but you know, maybe use it earlier, don't have it as your second or third last clip, but that's just me being a you know, fucking weirdo about it.
So. I don't know, we're kind of in like a weird place now, like with Instagram and edits and like what's
definitely,
I guess,
times what's acceptable, yeah, what's you know?
I mean, I guess who are we to freaking say that's Dennis Anderson? He can do whatever he wants, he doesn't care what I say,
absolutely.
But yeah, it's interesting, man. Like, I heard. Didn't Brad Sims kind of do that where, like, he had a whole video part where, like, everything had already been on Instagram?
I feel like you might be right. I don't know what video part.
Maybe I'm thinking of, like, a skater or something, but they were talking about doing that, like, go out and, like, every day, like, release a clip. Like, if you film a banger, release it, and then at the end of the year, like, put it out as a compilation or whatever. Because most people are going to forget anyway.
Right.
But I don't know. That's a new way of thinking about it for sure.
The clip that he like put in there, that whip to wall, that is a clip that is very unforgettable. And when I saw it, I was honestly like, I can't believe you would post this. But that's the thing, is that it's so like, I remember that instantly to the point where like, dude, why are you using that in a video part? You've already posted it. But I get it. I mean, It's Dennis, man. He doesn't give a shit what I say, what you say, or what Caleb says.
That was
says,
one so. Clip in that whole video. That,
yeah. That's the thing, right? I'm just being a fucking douche. Well, I mean, about it's it, so.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But it's interesting to like pick out these little topics and kind of, you know, like what would that be like? Imagine if every day, if somebody went over 2 years filming a video part, and say you get a clip, I don't know, what are you lucky to get a clip once a week, maybe? And you were to post that on Instagram, like, oh, did something dope today. Or like maybe you post a cell phone angle
right.
of the clip or whatever. You bomb in like this big ass handrail. And then I don't, but then are we making edits anymore? Or are we just like, you're making an Instagram compilation and then you're doing bangers for Instagram?
Yeah. And I get it, man. Instagram's kind of where it's at right now, right? You mm-hmm. want those followers, you want that, the clout that comes from it and everything else. Like, I get it. I understand why people post stuff to Instagram, but I don't know. I'm, you know, hard copy for life. I have a whole fucking thing of magazines over there and DVDs.
So. I mean, I'll always be for like the full video, you know, save your stuff. And like, I don't know, as these guys are becoming like big professionals, like, dude, Dennis rides for Buick or whatever, doesn't he? Or like Subaru or some kind of.
I didn't know that. Really?
Did he get? I thought he had like a car sponsorship or some.
Drew does. Drew had Toyota. Yeah,
like, dude, these guys have crazy sponsorships. So like maybe Toyota's like, dude, we need your best clip. Like, you know, we're going to give you a car or we're going to, Rockstar is going to pay you like a real decent living wage, like multiple, you know.
Which is good, by the way. Like, Brent, who was in the chat earlier, if you guys are interested, Brent and I had a very, very good discussion about selling out and what it's really like and how, you know, people that, you know, might ride for a company that's outside of BMX, you should not like hate those people and you should not give them shit for riding for a company that's outside of BMX because they're just trying to make a living doing what they love. Like, and if that company is willing to put money into the industry, you shouldn't give shit to people that are taking that money. Like, it's kind of really shitty of you to do that.
So. Look at everything Rockstar and Monster does for, I mean, I can't think, but like Rockstar just did that. Didn't they build that Chase Hawk park? They just had invitational jam. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I don't know if they built the park, but they definitely hosted that contest.
They throw money at stuff, man. Yeah. They throw huge it's money at Red Bull and Monster because they can.
Yeah.
But man, like I think it was an old Tony Hawk quote or whatever, but people call him a sellout because he got sponsored by McDonald's. He's like, dude, I've been eating McDonald's my whole life.
Literally.
Like I might as well get paid.
Definitely. You know?
I guess it depends, right? Like, don't take some shiesty deal or whatever, but...
Don't do the, like, weird deal where you're telling your fans to, like, go and subscribe to some weird Bitcoin thing and put money into it.
Yeah,
it's a weird hedge fund fucking bullshit. Don't do that.
Like, scams, but, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, if Toyota wants to pay you to ride BMX, dude...
Fucking do it.
Take it. Yeah. For sure. Toyota's, they make good cars, bro.
Absolutely. So I think to end this off, let's go around the table and just say what we're stoked about for 2022, and then we'll wrap this up. And if anybody in the chat wants to tell us what they're hyped on or what one of their goals is for 2022, let us know. Brant, I know you're in there. I would love to see you hit 50K subs or also 100K subs by the end of the year in 2022. I think you could do it, man. I'd love to see that. You're really killing it on YouTube, and I know I've said it before, but you were by far the best and my favorite BMX YouTuber, so keep killing it.
Dude, I don't know why I keep responding to him on text, but yeah, he made a good point that like they're not taking money like from the industry too. Like if Dennis riding for whatever Subaru opens up a spot for someone else to get more money through demolition or whatever, then like all for it, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we had a really good discussion about it. If you guys are interested, I really would recommend you go back and listen to Brant and I's discussion on that. We had a good 20, 30, maybe 40 minute talk just about that in our episode.
It was really good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for checking that out,
Chris. Welcome.
But yeah, I'll drop the number in the chat and you guys are more than welcome to call in quickly while we're talking about this. And it would be sick to hear from you guys and see what you're thinking for 2022. Hashtag Brant Moore is BMX. I totally agree with you, old fat guy BMX.
Brant just says he's stoked for BMX in 2020.
Fuck yeah, man.
Perfect coming from him because he just loves everything.
Definitely. Sorry, I'm just I'm trying to do this.
Caleb,
drop the number.
Yeah,
drop the
Caleb,
number.
Tell us what you're stoked what are about. You stoked
I'm for? Stoked to possibly finally make it up to Brockville for the next skate park.
Yeah, ride. Dude, we're gonna be camping. We're like fully dude, camping outside the skate park.
That sounds fun.
And there's some other parks up that way that I want to go to, like Trenton. I was thinking about Trenton today for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Trenton is I rode it once, and it's such a sick park. I'm really excited to try and hit that up. So, yeah, next year we're doing Skate Park Roulette episode, I think, six,
mm-hmm.
maybe?
Five or six.
And we'll be going to Brockville, Ontario. We're going to do a weekend trip. We're going to hit Gaganawa, a.k.a. Yeah. Gaganoncock.
Gaganoncock.
I don't know if that's actually the name of it, but...
I highly doubt it. But...
Mm-hmm.
And then Trenton Park and a couple other ones, we kind of looked at how it's going to work. We got a video chat from Brent. How's it going, Brent? Sorry, I'm just trying to figure this out here.
Oh, technology.
You gotta patch him in.
Oh, weird. Dude, what are you stoked on for BMX in 2022?
I'm just stoked on BMX in 2022.
I love it, man. You're always killing it. So I'm excited to see what you do.
Are we live right now on the internet?
We are live on the internet. It might be like a 20, 30 second delay.
Just trying to figure this out.
Yo, mute yourself, dude.
Yeah, mute the computer if you can.
Stoked on.
I don't hear anything. Why don't I hear anything?
I don't know. I do.
Yeah, dude, you're muted.
Never mind. I might be losing my fucking mind over here.
Oh, my God. The first day on the job or what, dude?
Literally. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you get up to.
What's going on?
What is going on? Sorry, Brent. Give me 1 second.
I can't hear you.
I know. I don't know what's going on here.
I have that muted.
Okay.
But I don't hear anything here.
We should be good.
I can hear him.
Can you hear me?
I've been hearing him the whole time.
God damn, dude. I suck at this.
But he can't hear us.
Brent, I'm heading out. I'm sorry. Sorry, dude.
We failed.
We did not do this right at all.
We'll get him next time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sorry. I suck at that, guys. We'll figure it out. I had a number, but I don't know if it was going in the chat.
I
don't think so.
Didn't see it the two times he tried to send it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that would be. Maybe it recognizes that it's a phone number. And it's like, nah.
Yeah. Sorry. It won't let you. Spam filter. So what, just trips? You just want to go on trips?
I'm stoked for trips, yeah.
It sounds great. Me too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting Brent the number at the moment, and then he should be able to call us. Sorry about that, guys. I am terrible at this. We're still learning.
Well, man, like I definitely just want to ride more.
Here we go. Brent's calling.
That's what I'm stoked for.
All righty. Does this work?
Am I going to get charged long distance for this?
I hope not. It is an Ontario number, so I hope not. Do you have Canada, a.k.a. U.S. wide calling? I have North American wide calling.
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
We'll send
this him. Is working, though.
We'll take, like, 2 minutes, and then, you know, you're not going to get charged a bunch, hopefully.
What's the question?
Honestly, just wanted to know what you're looking forward to. I know that you went to Swamp Fest this past year, and you got to see a bunch of different stuff, including everything that Noah McBride was doing. So, you know, what are some of the things that people should be looking out for in 2022?
Well, I, for one, am just stoked on BMX for 2022, but there's a lot going on. USA BMX Freestyle Contest, Swamp Fest, what else? Rail jams, street jams, dude, everything. I'm just trying to go as much as possible.
The nowhere jam, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Corn Hucket. Yeah, dude, there's so much to talk about that it's easy to forget.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Nowhere Corn Hucket Jam. I saw Noah's video on that and instantly was like, I gotta go, you know?
It looks like a great time.
Definitely. You should all. Yeah, we're gonna try and make it out.
Will Canada let you out?
I don't know, man. Right now,
I think literally just yesterday they're like, all right, no international travel again.
Or they're like, dude, if you're gonna travel internationally, prepared, you know, be prepared. Like, you're gonna have a whole bunch of shit you gotta do when you get back. Yeah. So we'll see. But I don't think that's until at least like September, October. So yeah, we got lots of time. By then, I think we'll be okay for the most part.
It's worth it.
Definitely. I'm fully down, dude. I saw it and was really upset that I didn't make the trip this year. So we're going to try and make it down to that. Swamp Fest seems like it would be incredible, but I'll be honest, I don't think I can pull that off before April. I've got way too much shit on the go. So I would love to go, but
it's a long way, dude.
Yeah.
So,
hey, I want to know how old the dude in the flannel is.
Chris?
We've been talking about how up he is all day.
What? Dude, I'm 29.
I'm 28.
Well,
hey, get your man. Ass in gear.
I know. That's what I mean. Yeah, riding kind of fell off for me for a couple years, man. But like, I'm really back into it now. I'm trying to get, you know, back into it. So,
dude, Brant is going to shit on you so hard because Brant puts in so much goddamn work with riding and filming and YouTube.
Hey, I've been riding a lot, just not a bicycle. So
yeah,
the only people that I'm going to shit on are people who deserve it. And that is definitely not someone who just doesn't ride as hard as they used to.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, hey man, I got into dirt bikes for a bit, got hooked onto that, like a whole new progression thing. And then now it's kind of getting scary. So I'm getting back into the BMX a little.
Yeah. Dirt bikes are crazy.
Yeah, it's fun though, man. It's just another bike, right? You're just learning and progressing again. It's a whole new journey. So
definitely.
I don't know if I would call it just another bike whenever you're 80 feet in the air traveling 150 feet.
Oh, bro, I'm not a jumper. I'm just
a motocross rider.
I'm just out in the woods, man. Okay. Riding around the woods, riding around the trails, you know.
His dirt bike has a license plate on it, and then he takes it off-road. He literally showed up at my house, dropped off some photos, and then went to a construction site right after.
Yeah, man. Getting a couple hill climbs on the way home.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Any other questions here before we hit the five-minute mark?
I think that's all, Brant. I just wanted to say thank you for calling in, and thanks for always supporting me, man. I love it. It's so nice of you. I appreciate it.
Well, when you say the things that you do about what I'm doing, I don't know how I could do anything other than support, because I'm just having fun living my life with BMX, and I feel like you're just doing the same thing.
Definitely. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to everything that you're going to get up to, and we will chat at another time. Thank you so much, dude. Have a good one.
You too. See ya.
Peace.
Dude, I guess I gotta get riding. I just got called out. Hey, man.
From another country.
I filmed 3 clips this year, okay? And I would have had 4, but I ate shit too many times and I couldn't.
Yeah.
I went for it, man.
Fair enough. No, you killed it. You got quite a few clips the one day that we went out filming.
It felt good to, like, go to war again, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
To really, like, eat shit a bunch of times and not get your clip. And then, like, I get in those moods too.
It's like, all right, I'm going to go and ride, and I want to fall today.
I got to the point where, like, dude, I never really want to fall, but, like, I had tried this trick so many times and, like, was trying to do this, like, technical little bar spin thing. And I got to the point where I just wasn't throwing it. And eventually I'm like, dude, eating shit is going to, like, be better than not throwing it.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. You're getting so mad at yourself for not throwing it. Like, just fall. It felt good to kind of get back to that point, like, of, you know, just pushing it, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Right.
A while ago, I was like super just sitting at work. I was like, all right, I want to do ice bar.
Yeah.
On a flat rail. And I texted Bailey. I was like, I'm doing ice bar today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went to the park after work and probably for like 2 hours, just fucking time after time after time. And I finally like threw the one bar and I was like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah.
Then I eventually ate shit a few more times and then threw the bar and rolled away. It was like, all right, that felt fucking awesome.
So good.
That's wicked. I love it. Anyways, I think it's a good time to end it off. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I need to go home.
Definitely. Yeah, you've got like an hour-ish drive home after this, and then you got like work and school and whatnot in the morning. So,
Fuck.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This is a lot of fun. We're going to try and do these once a month. I think it's a great way to, just keep in the loop on BMX and know what's going on. And I love sitting down and chatting with both of you guys. So it's going to be super easy to make these happen.
I love bikes. You know I love bikes.
Definitely.
Anything with wheels, dude.
Yeah, anything with wheels, really. If you could like possibly get smoked, I'm into it. Let's do it.
I love it. Fuck yeah. But yeah, like I said, guys, if you guys have any bales that you have on video that you want to send me, any clips that you're really stoked on, you know, any progression that you guys have made, anything at all, anything BMX related that you want us to talk about, either DM it to me on Instagram or send me an email at hvxgoatproductions@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. Would love to get some more fan interaction going on here. And, you guys help keep this show afloat. So would love to, contact you guys more, if that makes sense.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Boom.
Cool. We will see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Peace.